Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host tonight, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem. We're in the beautiful city of Washington, D.C. We hope you're in your favorite place as well, by whatever means and whatever geographical location you're in tonight. We want to inform you that we do, as the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and here at Black Power Radio, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And perhaps tonight you have chimed in on your smartphone. Some I hear in the background, they are chiming in from their dumb phone. And others I hear come in by way of Android. And one fellow standing in the lobby has a paranoid phone. But by whatever means you've decided to tune into Black Power Radio tonight, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your airway, on your highway, your byway, or by whatever means that you find to communicate. And we're definitely proud of that reputation that we defend here at Black Power Radio. And we hope that one day you'll be able to do and say the same. Thank you. I'm your host, Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, Abdullah Kareem. And we have just a litany of things that we want to talk about tonight. One of them is that justice is not foreign to the Black Power movement, but definitely justice is not foreign to the Black Revolution. We have won justice at every turn in the road for we the people, and we will talk about some of that tonight. We had a chief justice, a guy by the name of Thurgood Marshall was the justice, and he wasn't foreign to Black Revolution, even though people wrote him off as a spy, as a counter-revolutionary, and a whole dozen host of other things. But I personally had an opportunity to work for Thurgood Marshall, and I will say that he is none of the above. I will even venture as far to say that he did more to turn the tables towards justice for us than is any other man in our history, because he changed the goddamn law for us. And he compromised. He wasn't bootlicking and monkey shining for the opposition. And that's a step that you have to stand above. You have to get over it. Because he got over that hump. Yeah, he went for him some equality. In fact, one day he told me that people always questioned him, why did he marry a Filipino woman over the Black woman? And he said, of course, I just tell him that, well, if I marry a Filipino woman, then my children never can be called a nigger. There's just certain things, man, that you just got to get over. He liked him some hot dogs and some baseball and some down-to-earth stuff and just a real down-to-home homie. But when it came to that front line, he was an expert in the field of cross-examination. He was an expert in deliberating on the law and injustice and knowing the law and knowing precisely what to say next to the goddamn opposition. He had the Fred Douglas spirit for telling them, no, that's your goddamn declaration. You want to give me a Declaration of Independence? Hell no. That's your independence. That's your constitution with your built-in inalienable rights to prosecute and to not have any law that you feel obligated to uphold, and enforce when it's concerning Black people's right to go free for ourselves. You have to learn to articulate against the opposition. Frederick Douglass and Thurgood Marshall knew that very well. And those trying to critique Frederick Douglass, attempting to critique Thurgood Marshall and Frederick Douglass, I mean to tell you, brother and sister, the guys I've run into can't tie the shoelace, they can't. Yes, so we regret that we lost, through a technical difficulty, we lost contact in our audio for a minute, and we apologize for that. But we hope you're still on air with us here at Black Power Radio. We're in the studios in Washington, D.C., of course, and we do apologize for the technical difficulty that we had lost our audio for just a short period of time, and we're back on the air with you now. And we're just happy that you were able to tune into Black Power Radio. Hope that you are delighted as well. We again have much to cover tonight, and we're just so regretful that we lost the power on one of the systems that causes the sound to come up. And we just got the power back, and now we are on the move. Again, get in the groove with Black Power Radio. We're right here live in Washington, D.C., I am again your host, the Sheikh Al-Imam Akbar, and we are unapologetically Black, and we are here to go rock us some Black Power Radio, and we're glad that you're with us, and we're going to keep it moving. So tonight, we're going to talk about the concept of justice, and I think I was talking about Thurgood Marshall. I know a lot of you guys are probably talking, but they never met Thurgood Marshall. They don't know anything about this guy. He's got a whole memorial. They don't even know. They come in Washington. They live in Washington. Even know where Thurgood Marshall Memorial Highway is. Much less can critique a man of his stature, a man of his, nobility, his stature. I mean, this guy had mastered the law, you just don't understand what a magnificent model of jurisprudence, of jurisprudence, of jurisprudence, capability and skill. You just don't have an imagination. At the hour in which he came from Charles Hamilton Houston, you just don't have the kind of imagination that will send you into the right orbit to comprehensively understand exactly and precisely who Thurgood Marshall is and what he actually means to black people at this hour or any hour. Anyone critiquing him, I'm assuring you right now, could not hold his jockstrap, could not tie his shoelaces in deliberation on the law, on jurisprudence as we know the law to be at this hour. We just haven't had that caliber of a man. It's not come out in the public since Thurgood Marshall, I will assure you. And they were trying to stop him. They would send people on trains, on buses, and you just don't understand this thing. But he was a champion, and he came out on top at the very end, and we have to give our accolades to Thurgood Marshall. And the people in modern times realize this fully, and they have named the airport for Thurgood Marshall. That's nobility right there. You just have to get your game up to snuff to master your arts and skills around there, master your law degree. I'm going to go out and talk to my brother down in Spartanburg, South Carolina. This is our chairman out of Spartanburg. Our beloved brother Tyree is live with us tonight. We're happy to hear from you, and we're going to greet you, beloved brother, of assalamu alaikum, peace and black power to the black nation and black power to all of those that are striving in South Carolina. Peace be unto you, brother Tyree. Brother chairman, excuse me, Tyree. Go right ahead, brother, and talk black to us from
How y'all
South
doing?
Carolina.
It's a pleasure to be here today to learn more and spread what I know. We got to come together as a people. So it's a learning process for everybody. And every day I learn more and I spread the love, and we're trying to grow the organization big now. And we got a lot of power. We got a lot of resources, but we got to learn to utilize them and come together and learn how to, you know, make what we got work for us in the way we need it to work for us. Yes, sir.
Absolutely, the truth.
Y'all still there?
And now, yes, sir. I can hear you clearly. And while we're doing a round robin and a round table discussion, we're gonna reach out. I'm hope I've got the Queen Jacqueline online, and we're gonna see what we got here. And press one, as she just did. I believe that, sir. We're gonna track you down anyhow over there in Jacksonville. They got our beloved Queen, the Queen of Hearts, out in Jacksonville. Our beloved Sister Queen Jacqueline, are you there with us? Power to the people.
Queen Jacqueline, hey, huh?
Oh, okay, well, we'll take Queen, yeah. Dr. Critical Truth Bay. See, y'all the ones stuck around with all these L.A. area codes. You got three or four L.A.s on the line. But we're going to take us some Dr. Critical Truth Bay, who is our national. Now, this is what we've been doing. We've been talking about Thurgood Marshall. Now, this lady here, and she pursues her juris and doctrine in law could potentially match Thurgood Marshall. But you people, you understand. That's a joke. But we just don't understand.
Yeah.
We don't comprehensively understand the value and caliber of person when we're working with them every day. We take them for granted. But I'm going to let her explain that. This is Dr. Critical Truth Bay coming right behind Brother Tyree out of South Carolina. We love you so much on the west side. And she was a gracious host and saw that everyone ate good and knew we're all the right places with all the right faces, Dr. Critical Truth Bay. Peace be unto you and power to the people.
Right on, right on. Power to the people. Greetings, Black family. Back on the Blog Talk Radio, disseminating information
Reading.
Where you won't find anywhere else. So yesterday, yeah, we had we were at a campaign. We're working on the mayor race here in Los Angeles. It's going to be a very, very unique race, to say the least, because the two candidates are complete opposites. So what we're working on here is really try to mobilize people, you know. Some people say voting really doesn't matter. To be honest with you, it all depends on what the situation is. But if you're not involved in politics in any way, shape, or form, I tell you, Black family, we got to start being involved in there, whether it's on a local level, national level, start with your backyard. It is crucially important for us to know what this government and how they operate in order for us to replace it. That is the ultimate goal. When we talk about self-determination, when we talk about self-governance, we cannot do it if we don't have the idea of what that even means. So this is why I encourage my my Black family to please, on any aspect here, listen to your the time and the dates of your local council meeting. Watch the YouTube videos of your local council meeting. They each city has a YouTube channel where you can go back and look at past meetings and agenda and just see how they govern, because it is a unique language when it comes to council city meetings. They have a particular way of explaining things that are affecting the community. And once you train yourself to listen to the language and how they speak and what's on the agenda, then you can easily put in the input of basic stuff that we need. Now, I say this not to think that we're depending on requesting our needs from this Roman government. No, not at all. I say this because we got to start getting in practice, Black family, into something that we're not privy to or that we're not used to. We have to, as a unit, no matter where you're from, what your background, what your level of intelligence, it has to be some type of involvement with the governance of your town. And so yesterday I had, Queen Jacqueline, yes, from Jacksonville, Florida, I believe. This young lady was attending, I believe, the City of Jacksonville City Council. So it was wonderful to know that many of our people nationwide understand the importance of attending City Council. And on Monday, October 3rd, I believe, if you haven't discussed it already, that South Carolina and Gaffney, our Panthers will be down there in the support of the family for the children and the family members of Keisha Tate. And what I'd like to see in the result, hopefully in the next couple months, but to really have a memorial built in her honor, access center or something, a building with her name on it. This is what I'd like to see as a result. It's not going to bring back the beautiful spirit and soul that she was, but it damn sure is going to add to the recompense of what this animal, this hillbilly Lucas, decided to do on that fateful day. So our hearts and minds and our condolences continue to go out to the Tate family, and especially her children, as well as we protect and seek justice for our beloved sisters. So on the long stretch, the Department of Justice, we have a lot of great things coming up in 2023. Land acquisition is the first order of the day on top of that list. So listeners, family, people, revolutionaries, companies, organizations, we want you to identify land. That's right, identify land. Empty properties in your neighborhood, write down the addresses. Email, I'm going to send you my email address, but I want you to work with your local neighborhood. Work with the people in your neighborhood. And every one of us knows at least one or two or three pieces of property that hasn't been used for years, that have been abandoned. This could be ranging from an empty abandoned house to acres of land that's sitting there. And so what we want to do is a process of identification so that we can create a national database of these available properties. Because what we're about to do is to claim these lands. We're not going to go through the usual methods of submitting paperwork and requesting to use this property. No, There's going to be a different way of approach that we are going to do in 2023. But in the meantime, we want our brothers and sisters to please start getting into the habit of completing these assignments, because this is what we're doing for us, for us, by us. And as we know, there's no representation in this here United Scary States of America, that we had the privilege to actually be born here, but to know we have no rights, it doesn't make sense. We cannot continue to live this way. So what we want to do in the next 3 months to go out, to take 2022 out with a bang, and to identify the property in our area. And these are the properties that we're going to build our own housing. We're going to build our own access centers, recreation centers, resource centers, just things that our neighborhoods need. And this is the process that we want to go through. So it's loosely a loose request, but nevertheless, we don't want to be stagnant in this mission. It is a singular mission we want to really identify, and that is knowledge of politics and land acquisition. So those are the two things that we will be constantly pushing in different ways, but in the meantime, start getting into the practice of doing these particular items. We want to train our young people in policy. Policy coupled with activism, that's the most powerful, powerful thing that we can do, Black families. So I do appreciate everybody's strength, everybody's fervor and their determination to try to bring closure to what we have to live under this oppression, but we must be proactive in these little things. So with that being said, I'm sure there's a lot we will divulge in throughout this broadcast, but I relinquish the mic, and I do thank, again, each and everybody listening to our brothers and sisters that's on this call to really put forth your best effort of what your purpose is, and let's work collectively to really disconnect from this government, and nothing will give us pleasure more than to be really free, as Martin Luther King and Huey P. Newton and Malcolm X and Khalid Muhammad, just a few of our revolutionary ancestors that paved the way.
Power absolutely. To power to the people, to Dr. Critical Truth Bait on the west side, as he's stating to you that policy is number one and blacktivism is that policy, and we are working to critique the best manner in which to do it in modern times. And we know the conditions were quite different when Thurgood Marshall was around, when Fannie Lou Hamer was approaching this thing, when Shirley Chisholm was doing something, Barbara Jordan, but no different matter. That she's checking Maxine Waters, checking which bass is it? One of those bass. She might be a mackerel, a bluefish,
Karen
or a bass. One of them bass. There you go. Karen Bass.
Huh? Bass and Waters.
We got a lot of things
bass
that rhyme with bass that we could bass her ass with a lot of things that rhyme
mm-hmm.
with bass. But we're going for the guy who's doing the housing and working with the homeless and doing this thing. We're going Caruso over Bass this time as Panthers. Now, this is the leadership of the modern day justice. She is not like John Wayne, but bad like Thurgood Marshall. Like in his day, he was lighting it up. You just got to read the history. There's no coincidence that our brother Lawrence Fishburne does a whole piece. It's like you do a Huey P. Newton piece, and it's a stand-up act. You can't even follow the act. It's so stand-up-ish that. That you can't even follow up on it. And let me reach out just for a minute. I've got an Atlanta call, and I'm going to try to pull it down. And I'm not sure who it is. It might be one of our guests. But we got the ATL, a 678 out there, 678-754. You can just speak right into the mic and talk black to us. Identify yourself and talk black. Who's out there at 678-754?
Black Power, sir. This is Al Jabbar.
Al Jabbar, man, we love you so much. This is our man, man. This man goes all the way back to the bowels of antiquity on this mission. And we're going to let Al Jabbar just drop it like it's hot from the ATL. He's an awesome man, awesome personality, a family man, a father, and all of the things that you want to look for in a revolutionary, you can find them in Brother Al Jabbar, the ATL, and talk black to us, too. And we got Brother Jermaine coming right behind Brother Jabari out there in Atlanta. Come on and talk black and give us some of that history, black man. You are awesome, man.
Black power, family, yes, black power.
Black power, all Brother Jabbar. Right, black power.
Yes, sir. Right now, I'm not in Atlanta right now. I'm in the West Coast still. Due to the fact, as you said, family man, and I'm still active in a lot of different ways, still boots on the ground, but still doing the work. I looked at myself the other day. I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and we got to talk, a lady friend of mine, and we got to talking about me, how I am, what I do, my mindset, some of the things I've experienced. And I went all the way back to when I used to go to the University of Islam in Detroit, Temple Number One, as a kid. I started in preschool, and I have photos of this also, when I used to carry a briefcase to preschool, okay, with a suit and tie or a bow tie on the bus alone with some more Muslim brothers. And growing up with the leadership of Elijah Muhammad and my dad, you know, the structure, the route and the structure I went on to become the person I am today, which is a revolutionary. The discipline, the training through martial arts, the weapon training, the teaching and the knowledge structured me. And I didn't come to realize that till a few years back. You know, because at times I've tried to, I'm not going to say not be who I am, but try to step out the box just to see what it was like on the other side. It couldn't happen. There was nothing I can do to change or try to be somebody that I wasn't, you know, a gangster or a thug or just one of these hoo-hoo-ha-ha brothers out here. I reflect from that time to time, reflect back on that from time to time, to actually know, you know, the work I'm doing is in me, and I can't get away from it, no matter what the consequences are, you know. And I love myself for that. I get a lot of love. I get a lot of props. I get a lot of respect. But I try to reach out to some of the brothers to pull them in. But it's hard to do. You know, it's hard to do. So I think the work we do, it starts way back. I don't think it starts today. If some brothers and sisters came on in now to the party, I'm feeling I might be thinking that, or now, it started way back before they even realized who they were. Does that make sense? Are you there?
Yes, sir. That makes 100% sense, full and complete knowledge and logic to another revolutionary. It means something. So, man, we'll get that detail in there for some of the non-revolutionaries maybe tuned in. But when you give that explanation, all of a sudden, they want to become a revolutionary. They want to join over the Panthers and all that type of thing. But go back
right.
And get your body. Absolutely.
Right. But it's a long road to get to this point and to this point. And it just didn't come because I chose to be. It came because that's who I am.
My.
And I can't shake it.
That's been deep there, y'all.
You see, and what I do, if I leave out this door, I'm already on the front line, period. You see, from the time I leave out this door, it's something that happens, something going on. You know, all property that's in view is my responsibility, including my house, my household also. At the workplace, with the kids, the teachers, you know, at times, present alone, change the environment. They recognize who I am. Just by my presence. and things change. I don't have to say too much. All I have to do is point and shake my head or nod my head, and it's done. So I give thanks to the Almighty God, Allah, to my father, to my comrades, to you, brother, to Malik, to Hashim. I love you, brothers, with all my heart, and I would never fail you, never.
Likewise, big love, big love. Likewise, brother.
So I think
likewise.
That's all I'm going to share for right now.
We love you so much, Brother Jabari, and he's a long-time revolutionary and a friend, friend to the end. One more brother right here. If we can get Jermaine to the mic. Let me see. Is that him? Is that Jermaine at the mic? Talk black to us.
Yes, sir.
At the 313. Go ahead and talk black, sir.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa
alaikum salam,
black
power.
Sir. Peace and black power to you, beloved.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to touch bases really quick about my summer vacation. I spent my summer vacation in one of the last cultural hubs of black power in this country, and that was Chicago. Soaked up a lot of good game, a lot of exposure to the issues at the grassroots, you know, spent a lot of time with the remnants of our splinter organizations, our gangs, what the media call them. But really, there are tribes, there are people in Chicago, the growth and development movement, the Moorish movement on the ground there, and also the rappers involved with the local hip-hop scene that intertwined with the neighborhoods and the clubs and organizations. Spent a lot of time getting to know the issues, and our people are thirsty, you know, and it's up to us. We have a moral obligation to provide, you know, a drink or the water for their thirst. And I'm currently working on that with organizations like NCOBRA, the National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America, currently in the works with them to help promote legislation in place by leaders that we have currently serving in Congress, like Sheila Jackson Lee, who's pushing reparations bills, trying to stimulate the African-American economy and get long-awaited dollars, atonement money for our atrocities experienced in the transatlantic slave trade here in the wilderness of North America. So aside, in addition to working with you, Sheikh, on the Black Panther magazine and my column, Muhammad's Corner, that will be delivering an unbiased, unpolitical, unpartisan perception of what's going on, again, in the grassroots and the black community in this current time, I'm busy. I'm busy with extending my hand forward in this marathon, so that I can grasp the baton gracefully and continue to push these issues and our agenda forward into this next new generation. And it's an honor to be here with all of you hardworking warriors on the front line. It's a hard fight, but we in there. We doing it together, and I appreciate the time to speak on the mic. I wasn't ready to talk, but, you know, Sheikh called, and I had to do it. So anytime you call, I'm there.
Another dependable soldier, Brother Jermaine, out of Chicago. And we got grassroots in every city. I'm just going to be honest with you. And we're just bringing those roots alive and just getting them to the mic and letting them know. The public need to know, because we know all the revolutionaries know each other to some degree. I think we got one more revolutionary, and then we'll turn it back to Dr. Truth Bay. Let's see what we got here. At 202, we got a 568. Is that a revolutionary on 568? 202 at 568. You're live right here on Black Power Radio. Talk about
it. Shukla, salam alaikum. This is Sanika. No, it's Sanika. Sheikh, how you doing?
Go ahead, revolutionary.
What's going on?
Literally took over the Dr. Umar Jazzy at the Frederick Douglass Marshall Garvey school weekend, and I mean, she was just a joy to be with her. She's celebrating her greatness and We just so good. I mean, we're honored to have you.
Tanika,
how are you? Assalamu alaikum. And Black Power.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. It's a pleasure. I enjoy definitely hearing a lot of different concepts on, you know, the revolutionary. And matter of fact, Sheikh, I ran into some Moors, and I went to one of their meetings, and I showed them the flyer, and they said that they would like to get together with you because they're working on quite a few of the same concepts that we're working on. So I told them that I would pass that information on to you, and that, you know, y'all can, you know, try to see what you want to do together. They're right here in D.C.
Oh, my, my. And a beautiful group that are there near Benning, Minnesota area, another group of folks.
Minnesota.
Minnesota, exactly.
Minnesota. It's a whole group, yes. It's a whole group.
Tell them from Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar that we are honored to work with anyone that's doing outreach such as what they're doing in the name of Honorable Noble Drew Ali and those that are new brothers that are Sheikh, that are honorary brothers, and let them know that people out there dusting up their name. And so all they have to do is put that clean glass right down there and roll with what they know. And we're going to be on the same page because – I mean, all the books and everything is saying the same damn thing. To stand up for your liberation, to work your family peace and family value system, work your spirituality. It's telling you the same thing, but it's just that people are so caught up on who they are. They miss the spectacular delivery that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High God, said, I have created you and made you tribes and different nations. Not that you would hate and despise one and another, but that you would grow in love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. And I will land my plane on that. I ain't going to lie to you, sister. I'll land my plane on that.
Yeah, I think they talked about a lot about, like, Marcus Garvey and stuff. So I said I probably will be there, go over to the meeting Wednesday evening. It's roughly like 8 o'clock on Wednesday. So I probably will go and check them out again, so I can collaborate with some of the brothers and sisters in there.
My. And Sister Shanika realized what we've been teaching for the last 50 years, that no no group, no network is any better, beloved, that its ability to do effective community outreach. You've got to reach out to brother. You won't visit the brother. Because they don't read the syllable like you read it. And you don't tip their hat. And they don't wear orange on Thursday. And they find any old excuse to stay separated. And we're going to stop some of that.
I'm not with that.
Because I'm going to have her with the Board of Education like we have that correction board, right? And put that on your behind. When I catch you stepping out of line, culture is, and making mockery of other brothers, putting brothers and sisters down and stuff, she's going to come right with that bowl. And you can hit your 5 stripes, 10 stripes, and put some Islamic law on there. And that's where people stuff, cut a pinky, cut a little piece off the pinky. Yeah, look at them starting on it. We have to take corrective measures, beloved. And we love you so much. Thank you for joining us. As you go black, to follow. Ma'am, go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And keep always doing love. Welcome back along with Kairos. And she says, the Shukran is just thank you. The people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love those who are appointed here that show love and don't mind showing their appreciation, demonstrated through action. People always want your forgiveness, but they show no remorse, no form of repentance, and no showing of love, mercy, nothing. Just more straight up forgiveness. You better learn something special order because Sneaker's gonna check you.
You better know it, Mashallah.
You already know, Mashallah. Pleasing to God, we are well pleased. Is that right, Sneaker? Well, please, please.
No.
Some people, not me. Yes, that's right. That's a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And pleasing, displeasing that. But they are not well pleased, please Allah. They do it, they pray in the
sun,
they do it all these wonderful things. But they all pissed because they got to do it. So if you ain't well pleased, please Allah, you lose all your barakat or your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Being Josephine filibustered all the prayer. But it's a wonderful thing. And thank you so much, Sister Shanika, mm-hmm. for your contribution tonight.
Shukran.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa
alaykum as-salamu alaykum. And that's right here at Black Power Radio. And we've done our Atlanta, we've done our Chicago and thing, and we bouncing right back. We're coming right behind. The brother is going to come back to our read. We're going to get Dr. Critical Truth Bay. I think she had a comment because the hand went up to say something, but We're rocking all the way around from South Carolina, Detroit, Chicago, and mixing this thing up tonight. So you know that we got plenty of Black Power Radio show to go, and we give you more of what you listen to your goddamn radio for. And we know what we got here, the most informative radio talk show on the Internet. I don't care if you come from Timbuktu, 3 or 4. I don't care if you come from a white nationalist, Ku Klux Klan, Bible cracker. You could be anybody you want to be, but we got the most information, the most impactful information on social, political, spiritual health and mental health, and just name it off. And see if we won't bring somebody on this air before we close to smoke your behind on whatever subject. And we bring Dr. Critical Truth Bay because we know she can go, and she gives you more of what you listen to your radio for. My. Come on in the house, sister. Power to the people.
Yes, she's still there.
Well, welcome back to the airways. That we're certainly.
I've been hiding in the bushes.
But the bush women, watch her. Be careful.
That's right.
She,
so we are
dangerous and hazardous.
That's right. We are in the business of indicting politicians, man. That's all I'm saying, is that all we got to do is be consistent and have a plan. I encourage all of my family tonight who's listening that if you don't have a plan right now, haven't started with one, please take the time to get a pen and a paper and just write down a sentence or two. Is your purpose? What is your goal? Sentence number one. Number two, what do you want to accomplish? What are the highest needs in your neighborhood that if you're not tackling it right now? If housing and human rights are not on top of the revolutionary menu that you are about to sit down and eat on, then you're at the wrong restaurant. You've got to focus on what is absolutely necessary for us to be set free. What is absolutely necessary for us to be set free? And the second question is, what have we done to get there? If you know in your hearts of hearts that you are not doing absolutely everything that you can on a daily basis to set a difference of some sort in your life, then you got to do some self-reflection. You know, now that this YouTube is out here, it's been almost a decade now. You have platforms and you got self-made celebrities. You got self-made gurus. You can't turn on the internet on any point without somebody giving their so-called expert opinion on something. It's like, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. But at the end of the day, when we log off these YouTube streets, are we actually in those physical streets? As we see some of our revolutionary brothers and sisters been doing, a lot of work goes into making change. But as I mentioned before, as Dr. Umar stated, that change cannot come, especially to the Black community, without the form of institution. Institution is the key to how we're going to break this monotony. So I wanted to also go on to pay some condolences to a local. Well, he's not local from L.A., but unfortunately, he lost his life last week on Monday, the 13th. So this gentleman's name is Rakim Hashim Allen, also known as PNB Rock. And I mentioned a little bit about this yesterday on the show. But there are so many factors that I want, especially our young black boys, to understand that you have a specific purpose, and that is to protect the black woman. Now, black women, that's a whole different subject. You got to be under submission of some kind of the black man. But, like, again, that's another discussion that we'll talk about when it comes to roles and how we are to interact with each other. But what I notice is that when we don't input in our young black youth the importance of creating structure, the importance of putting your energy into planning, into critical thinking, then we have our young kids that are flashing their jewelry. They're flashing their expensive shoes and dressed to the nine. It's like they would spend their last dime on these material items. And unfortunately, this is what happened to a young, talented brother who I think is similar. They could have had a Nipsey Hussle status. He had the very same features. He had a couple of hits back in the day, and he still had one, and he had a couple of hits with Extension and King Pop Smoke, both of who also were rappers that lost their lives. So unfortunately, PBN Rock was in a restaurant. He was eating chicken and waffles at Roscoe's and take pictures of the food with his girlfriend, and next thing you know, the goon squad came in and just executed them and robbed them for his hundreds of thousands of dollars of jewelry. That, I'm sure that was around his neck, most of it. And it saddened me because this is the demise of where our black youth are going. They put so much importance in material things because we have failed to implement the important things. And that's why I always stress, policy is important for us to really go on by. So I want to send out my condolences to the Allen family. They're originally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and he came to L.A. a couple years ago to combat his rapping career. And L.A., like I tell you right now, if you're listening, if you're from L.A. right now and you're a black family, you already know what's up. We're already setting shop to have a mass exodus out of the state of California. California has no love for the Negro or the colored or the black man, however they want to label us. They have no love at all. It is predominantly Hispanic, white, Asian. And it's clear to me, you know, even though I'm born and raised here, that I never saw that up until recently, up until my older years in life. Then I said, no matter what a black person, especially if you're a black professional here in California, is trying to accomplish something, you are shut down 10 times more just because. And that's not right. That's not fair at all, especially for us who are really trying to get an answer concerning reparations, concerning what the acknowledgement of the blood, sweat, and tears we did to build this country. So I'm giving it a couple years the most. We want to arrange some final projects here in Los Angeles. But come 2025 and up, we plan on not hopefully being any type of percentage as a black family, the state of California. So that's the conditions that we have going through right now in Los Angeles. Those who have not moved out already are, like I said, they're making their arrangements to exit a stage left. So finally, I do want to remind, and Queen Janae, I haven't seen, I don't know if she's on the line, but Queen Janae, who is programs who's head of programming and social services, that next week, Monday, September 26th, we're planning on having a sister circle where we will have local women revolutionary activists that will come and introduce their work that they're doing and have a roundtable discussion on current events. And I want us to have a, we need to have a continuation, a platform, especially highlighting the great women who have been overlooked on many facets to really express themselves on a weekly basis. So we definitely look for you to log on with us next week, September 25th, 26th, same bat time, same bat channel, where we'll be talking on pertinent aspects that are really affecting especially the black woman and come to a perspective on the female perspective on certain things. So as we move along, I do want to wish you a healthy end of the year, the next 3 months, black family. I tell you, if you don't feel it already, it's a change is coming, change is here, but we got to be prepared in order when the time comes to take over that we know what we're doing. And that really is what we're doing in this season. So I thank God for our ancestors and the struggles that they put in the past. And we must never, ever, never forget the work that they have put in, the life that they lost in order for us to get to a point such as this. And so I'm extremely excited. And let's start, like I said, learning the law and policy and land acquisition. And that's really... really what it's all about. Power to the people.
As in all power to the people, we have, I guess, many rivers to cross. In land acquisition, we have spearheaded an effort to earmark these properties. We have several in the Washington metropolitan area, and there are several in the Wilmington, Delaware area, and a parcel of property all over South Carolina, up and down South Carolina. And that number is increasing. Our beloved brothers are going to share with us that they will be getting a memorial in there for our beloved sister, Keisha LaJuan Lucille Tate, who was executed by Nicholas Lucas. I think his middle name is Skyler. I mean, and he was hired in a Georgia pine, and he shoots our sister because the alcohol only brings out the character and the nature. Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad has taught us that every one of these crackers has got some kind of Hitler up in them. And every black man has got form of Panther up in him. And it just takes certain conditions are met, and you see the Panther come out. And you don't really need a condition because the white man is a killer by character and by nature. And he's unrelenting in his killing, from rabbit season on into squirrel season, from squirrel season to deer season. He'll go bear hunting. And, I mean, this no good bastard goes mountain lion hunting. He goes wild boar hog hunting. And he goes ram the sheep hunt. He goes on every type of beast hunt. And then when he gets tired of that, he'll get into a fox trot, and he'll go fox hunting. And, oh, my, this beast never stops, from the wolverine to the porcupine. He's always hunting something, from coons to back to rabbits and squirrels. And when he run out of deer, he'll go after game hunting. Oh, he ain't finished hunting. He calls that game because killing is a game to the opposition. And when he finishes game hunting, he said, oh, didn't y'all hear? Jimbo said, yeah. Well, by God. We're on the way to Africa here, buddy. We're fixing to go big game hunting. We're going safari hunting. So it's a game in America and a big game when he gets to Africa. And we're going to bring our chairman right out of the Spartanburg area, and working with Gaffney and Spartanburg, our beloved brother, is going to wrap some of that up for y'all tonight and really give it up. So thank you again for joining us, Brother Chairman Tyree, right out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. Peace be unto you, power to the people, and black power.
Black power. Hey, Mr. Akbar, I'm going to tell you something that
that plays on my mind every day from the morning time all the way to nighttime. They poison our food supply so bad. And we talk about the water in Flint and the water in Jackson and different places, but I'm talking about the food supply. We got cauliflower, which I never knew what cauliflower was. I thought that the only thing in that category was broccoli, and then I seen this cauliflower, and then I seen these pumpkins. Now they're white, and they're deformed looking. The watermelon, I got a watermelon sitting right here. It ain't got no seeds in it. The chicken, the beef, everything got antibiotics, steroids. We got kids now that's 10, 11, 12 years old, or like they're 25 years old. They're overgrown. You know what I'm saying? Our people are suffering from diabetes, high blood pressure. They poison the food supply. They hunt in different kind of ways. The war is on. And it's on in every country in the United States. It's a silent war. They're doing the same things in different towns. I'm a truck driver. I go from town to town. I've been in five or six towns today in North Carolina. They're doing the same things in North Carolina that they're doing in South Carolina, that they're doing in Georgia, they're doing it in Tennessee. And they're coming along, and they're stealing our land, our houses. They're writing up the county lines to where all the white folks go to schools that got good materials and good funding, and they put the black people all in a certain school on a certain side of town that lacks all these things. I mean, they're attacking us from so many different angles. That it's hard to win, but just have faith and know that if we do everything we can, if everybody does everything they can, we gonna win this. God is on our side. A couple years ago, it was a solar eclipse that took place, and from my understanding, that's a sign from God to slaughter our enemies with their own weapons. Yes, sir. So, you know, they attacking us from different angles, but it's up to us to do everything we can as far as teaching our people, our brothers, our sisters, just simple things like smiling every day and lifting one another up and just helping each other when they're down. It can start with small things, and then it can go to the bigger things like y'all say, attend the city council meetings, be involved in your community, things of that nature. But the things that I'm trying to pinpoint in my area, it's just teaching the people to know how to go into a bank, to borrow money for a small business, how to buy a house, how to build your credit, and just basically treating one another. If you treat every woman like your mother, your sister, your daughter, the world will be a better place. And the same thing, vice versa. If every woman treat a man like their father, their brother, or their son, the world will be a better place. We tend to treat each other worse than a lot of times the white people do in this area that I know of anyway. People that I see getting shot most of the time, they're getting shot by other black people. We're killing our own people. We got to do something about that. But also, with something like the situation that happened a few weeks ago with a cracker, excuse my language, the redneck, whatever y'all want to call him, hillbilly, killed my people or whatever like that, he going to pay for that. And some more people going to pay for that too, because I feel like, yeah, he took one life, but he affected 10 kids. And those 10 kids could have affected 10 kids and then 10 kids. So that's 1,000 people. So somebody got to pay for that right there. And that's how we're going to do that right
there.
That's
right.
People.
That's right. We can't stay idly by at all. And I am very proud of you guys in South Carolina, really mobilizing a message, a clear message that Black Lives Matter didn't do for us on a global scale that we got to continue to do. So I definitely look forward to seeing us come together and really, really sending a clear message that our voting is not really the most important. Is us mobilizing our own. And that has been the message for quite some time right now. But now more than ever, we have to. We have to. We have no choice but to look upon ourselves. So, again, Sister Tate, let her memory, Lakeisha's memory, be a clear message sent out to the supremacists who think that they can just get away with just executing us and thinking that they're going to get a slap in the wrist. Absolutely not. Not this season, not this time. So, beloved sister's life is not lost in vain. She is a prime spirit that is keeping us to move forward in a different way. And more importantly, her children are who we look to raise them. Now it is literally a village that it will take for us to make sure that these children are protected and that they are able to reach a difference in their life when they reach of age. So I really do send my prayers and my love and my condolences out. But let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. And all the revolutionaries in the front line, you know, you gotta pay them respect. Gotta pay them respect. When you're mobilizing people to a location and you're sending a clear message, that shall not take lightly. And these are for people I'm talking about that's sitting on the sidelines, watching people actionize their needs. We cannot allow spectators to continue to put their opinions on something when they're not mobilizing footwork or paperwork. And either one of the two you're actually doing right now. So if you know that you're a person that's not doing either, then you really are part of the problem, not the solution. And so process of elimination has to happen within ourselves, and accountability has to happen within ourselves. So as we continue this journey, let's not forget what we have to implant every day, what mobile of action to move over. Now, what elections are happening in South Carolina right now? What are the main elections there?
I'm going to be honest with you, I'm kind of behind on that right there. We voted Jerome Rice into office. That's our mayor. That's our black mayor. We got some black representatives, Carol Mitchell and Ronald Reed. But as far as who's up next, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm listening to you, and I'm taking heed of what you're saying to become more active in what's going on, not just when it's time to vote, but throughout the year and everything of that nature right there. So it's a learning process for me, and I'm coachable, so I'm listening to you.
All right. So we'll look at the city council for Spartanburg as well and have those two city councils in Gaffney and Spartanburg so we can notify and be in attendance for those meetings. And then if there's any other city council in South Carolina that we could attend, then we definitely want to know what options are out there as well. But to definitely make a presence, make your presence known in these spaces, because we built those city halls that you see sitting there making decisions day after day of our demise. And so if we were good enough to build and bricklay these buildings together, these courthouses and these jails that they want to constantly fill us up in, then we must be at the meeting places where they're making these decisions. So Spartanburg currently right now, the population of blacks, how many families are in Spartanburg at the moment? Is it over 50%?
No, ma'am. I think in South Carolina, the whole South Carolina, we're 30% black. That's according to the census.
Okay.
But in different towns that I go to, I think that it's a lot more blacks, but they don't really want us to know. Like Gaffney, I think Gaffney is about 60% black. People say it ain't, though. Spartanburg, I think, is more close to 46% black. But then there's a huge Latino population that's came along in recent years, too. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm 41. I was born in 1981. I done lived in Gaffney, Spartanburg, Greenville, Anderson. That's the whole upstate across South Carolina from the North Carolina line to the Georgia line. There wasn't really a lot of Latino people around here. There was white, a small percentage of Indian, and black. Black being the second most populous people. we got a lot of strength in numbers, but we got to realize what they're doing. They're trying to hide our strengths. They're trying to tell us that they're the majority. They're not the majority anymore. That's why they're scared. That's why the police kill people.
Right.
That's why they're moving into black neighborhoods. That's why they're redrawing the district lines for the schooling. They're scared right now. That if we all come together, we outnumber them.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that 100%. I don't believe the census when they keep saying that we're 9% or we're 13% or we're 2% of a population. When we think about the census, who really controls it? Do they really count heads, each person's head, and put the right race on there? Absolutely not. I can tell you for a fact, Hispanics, when the census is done on Hispanics, that 90% of the time they will label the Hispanic white. I'm witnessing, at least this is what I can see, mm-hmm. specifically in Los Angeles, that the white population is misconstrued. So they want to make it seem like they're more powerful in numbers. But in actuality, no. Take one-third away from the actual numbers, and you'll have more closely a real-time addition as to who really is the percentage of each town. And so when they say that we're 10% of the population, guarantee you at least double that. Wherever it is, it's 20%. They say we're 9%. We're really about 20, 25%. So these census, these numbers, I want people to understand that it's not actual in any capacity, that we are definitely more in populace than what they seem to be. And that's why it's important for us to know the data of the census in your town. Just Google the city of your town and see how many – what's the percentage of black, what's the percentage of white, Hispanic, so on and so forth, and add double of the numbers when it comes to the black population. And that's where we can, until we're able to do an entire census of on our own and have actual numbers, which we will, that we got to go by what the data the supremacists put out. And until we continue to hold them accountable in little things, we can't continue to be spoon-fed this nonsense of how we are declining when we're actually increasing in numbers. So I agree with you 100%. As I'm looking at the city of Spartanburg, the city council meeting for Spartanburg is the second and fourth Mondays of every month at 5:30. And they're located at 145 West Broad Street in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Zip code 29306. So if they meet every second and fourth Monday, chances are next Monday will probably be the third. So September 26th would be the next city council for Spartanburg. So if you live there or if you know anyone that lives near there, try to make some time to head down there and speak on, sign up for public comment. And depending on the city, usually it's a 1 minute to 2 minutes, 3 minutes maximum for you to speak on. And that's quite a long time to really make your point. And remember, anytime you attend these city councils, they are recorded and they have to be monitored on a higher level. So it's not just the city of Spartanburg or the local city councils that will be reviewing these city council meetings. It's usually the state of South Carolina that we'll be reviewing as well. And every week when we attend these councils and make a point, it is very effective when we are consistent and apply it in numbers. So start, if you have a group or organization that's down there, make a trip of the city council as part of your agenda. And whatever issues in that local town, you don't expect them to make a change, but you're there to present the issue on record and leave it up to God to allow them to review and make the decision. But we already know 9 times out of 10, you can't expect an evil government, a godless government, to make the right decision on behalf of the people. But we just got to be consistent because this is the process that's before us. Now, what I do want to see this time next year is having some sort of traction to having our own tribunals, having our own place of justice where we can determine, that we can monitor, that we can police our own neighborhoods. And that's where I want to see the changes start right there. Start with our own policing. That we don't have to have a badge or a uniform. You just have to have an understanding and an organized record of the people in your own neighborhood that live on your block, that live in your town, that would be good candidates of leadership. You should be meeting together at least once, twice a month with the local leaders in your neighborhood if you haven't done that already, and start assigning roles to the leadership that you know you're qualified for. So if you know someone that's good in law, then have that person as the town attorney, the local attorney. This will eventually replace the city attorney and eventually the district attorney, where we know that many of the cases that go through this jurisdiction usually does not end in our favor. They're adding charges to misdemeanors so that way, especially blacks, they can stay captive in jail longer than they need to. If you're arrested for a misdemeanor, supposed to be maybe a couple of days or even a month in jail, you end up spending years, as we see a lot of our political prisoners are involved, are engaged in. They're engaged in misappropriation of justice. And so they feel that this is how we need to be treated. And if we see that, then we must have a counterbalance. So I really do want to see us mobilize in a way where we don't have to be subjected to the misappropriation of justice that we all see too often, right?
Absolutely.
Right on. Okay.
There's no two ways about it.
Absolutely not. Yamzu. Okay.
But the opposition, they seek to distract you from a more serious thing at this hour, and that is black power, and that is your black revolution, and that is your solution. And they want to become a fulfillment decoy in your life to embed in you, to brand you with their peculiar brand of Mediterranean socialism, Mediterranean diet, Mediterranean sexuality, Mediterranean spiritualism, Mediterranean psychology. And what that psychology does is absolutely, it reverses the polarity on everything from which you and I are naturally evolved and how we naturally revolve. The things that revolve around our spirituality, they'll give you his spirituality.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, she's the youngest. Okay. There we go. Okay. Yeah. Do we have a Minister of Defense on the line, or I haven't heard from Black Lightning or Queen Janae if they're available? We'd love to hear some updates on their end.
We gotta circle the wagons and get some of our troops to the mic. But nevertheless, I'm most definitely impressed with all of the performance of all of our troops. I have to give accolades and give certainly recognition to all of the Panthers that pulled up in this region on a brand new page. It's like Papa got a brand new bag around here. Panthers are kicking in and sharing their lives, their history, their money, and the goods and person food. We got a big breakfast in the morning. Don't you know we've had Angela Davis come by here? I don't know, but it revived the whole thing around to another level. You know what I'm saying? And Queen Janae mm-hmm. had the honor of hosting Angela Davis. And I mean, we're just rolling over here. I mean, we try to send what we got over here, over there, so we can repair the damage that has been done to us. All the reparations will not be done by the opposition. There's repair work, there's delicate surgery that you could potentially be doing right now to help repair the damage that's been done to our psyche. We have been psychologically damaged by the opposition. And don't let anybody tell you anything different. And they weren't telling you different is because they want you as a slave. They want you to, away from your most serious things. And we need to stay focused at this hour so we can free everybody. It's no joke what the Honorable Frederick Douglass said, that none of us, until all of us are free, huh? Not one of us is free until all of us is free. That's where Frederick Douglass would be conducting this mic right now. None of us are free until all of us are free. Speaking to the point, we have no constitutional rights. We have no inalienable rights. They need to give that discussion to you right now to wake you up so you can stay woke. He wasn't just jaw-jacking to be talking. Frederick Douglass was a serious man, brother and sister. Intellectually, he was above all the politicians of his time with no education from the system, no education from the opposition. All of his education was set down from a divine power. Frederick Douglass had divine power, and he actually he walked in defiance of the opposition. Any other man would have been shot dead to do what Frederick Douglass did in his lifetime. Oh, you get out of this country, man. We don't want you here no more. He said, all right, I reckon I'd get out. Oh, you better not come. He said, I can't wait to get back. He always had something relevant to say to the opposition. Whatever they said to condemn us, he spoke up something to bring us back to a perpendicular on the square. In other words, when they said something to condemn us, he said something to raise high our esteem. We have a group self-esteem problem at this hour, brother and sister. Oh, I hope you realize that. And God damn it, I hope you do something about it. We have done something about it. We are demonstrating you self-government in your face every day. We ain't rubbing it in. We enjoying the skin that we in, and we don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. Not today, beloved. We won't let him off the hook today. You let him off the hook. Is that right, Brother Tyree? But we're not letting him off the hook for what he's done. God bless Sister Keisha. Take. Hell no. Go right ahead, brother. Peace, God.
They're gonna pay in some different ways, you know what I'm saying? The same we've been attacked physically and psychologically, they're gonna get the same thing. But, you know, like you just said, some things we can all be doing on a whole nother level. We can get into that in person, about some things, but the things that we can be doing is, like we said already, being active in our communities, things of that nature right there. But beware. Beware what you take into your body. Beware what you put in your hair. And whatever you put in your hair, I think that it's formulated to slow down our reproduction. That's something I came up with. Your deodorant, your soap, your shampoo, everything that we use on our bodies that's mostly for black people. Just like, let's say, for example, you smoke cigarettes. Everybody knows most black people smoke Newports. So why wouldn't they put the poison in Newports? I smoked for 25 years. I don't smoke no more, though. But if I did smoke, I wouldn't smoke something that everybody knows that mostly black people use or eat at. Like, let's say, for example, Church's chicken. Everybody know black people love chicken. White people love chicken, too. But a lot of black folks eat at those places right there. So why wouldn't they shoot up the chicken with some kind of extra steroid or poison or something, because they know it's going to be mostly consumed by black people. So just be careful day to day by what you put into your mind and your body.
Right on. So you sell natural products?
I don't. I'm trying to get more natural. I can sit here and preach all day, but then I might leave in a little bit and go grab, you know, something to eat that's fast food. But I'm a single man. I stay by myself. I work a full-time job, And I got another business that I run on the side, so I end up a lot of times being scrapped for time. Like right now, I really got to wash my clothes as soon as I get off the phone and do some other things. And I got to transfer some flowers into another spot right here in the dark. You know what I'm saying? I picked up some soil and stuff like that. So I'll be doing something until it's time for me to go to sleep. I'll read a little bit before I go to sleep, but I stay busy mostly all day and all night doing something up on the weekend. So I'm trying to get more into the plant-based diet and being more natural. But like I said, though, I can see the difference in myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slowed down by what I've taken into my body, eating the wrong things.
Right.
It makes your mind not as clear as it would be. You know what I mean? It makes you sluggish.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's why I always encourage my patients to, especially intake of water. I can't even tell you how often we neglect the basic, the best natural remedy. Every adult body needs to retain at least a gallon of water, a gallon and a half daily. And a lot of the diabetes and high blood pressure can be avoided if we intake overwhelmingly H2O in a way where it can detoxify. So the little things, for sure, you don't have to have a lot of money to be buying organic this and that. But if you can, of course, that would be ideal. But if you don't have that means, then you use what God has put on this earth, natural remedy. And water is always on top of that list. So definitely I encourage my people to increase that, and it's not something that you take lightly. Your body's 80% water. And when I ask my patients, they're going through stuff, how much water do you drink a day? Oh, a bottle here, about two bottles there, you know? And those are the things that I say, your health is all you have is that one body. So you must take care of it the best of your ability to do so. And that's where education comes in too. Got to educate ourselves into that as well. You know, being Haitian, yes, that is what we focus on, is natural remedies, natural building. And so that's what I want us to really do on a grander scale. But overall, we are reaching to the point of Nexus. So I do see some changes happening collectively, a lot of people waking up collectively, and that's the greatest thing, but we still got a long ways to go. Still got a long ways to go, so we'll see what 22 will end with and usher in some new things this year, next year.
Absolutely. We got three lights on the board, and I believe that we got some Black Lightning, some Fred is Fred. And we got the Queen is back, and Queen Jacqueline is black out of Jacksonville. I don't know who's going. Somebody got to press. See, that's the thing we've told you, to press one. Once you hit the airline, we need brother Fred is Fred to press one. Black Lightning just press one. We need the Queen to press one, and we're gonna get them in the queue in the order in which they came in. So I'm going to let y'all hear from Fred. I haven't heard from Fred and Fred in a long time. He's in Oakland, California, brother and sister. This brother has left Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, gone to Oakland, out to Fairfield, Vallejo, and all part of that west side. And he gives a daily update. That's why we get your coast to coast. You know, he said, I know you got sanctified, because we make you move from side to side. What's up there, brother? Fred is Fred is right there on the west side of Oakstown. Talk black to us from Frisco Bay Area. Go ahead and talk to us via.
Hey, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
You're loud and clear, Fred is Fred. You're live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, y'all. Yeah, I just came in off the street. You know, still what's going on in Oakland and Fairfield and Sassoon. Anyway, the Barry, it's very dangerous about the police shooting black people down every day out here. You know, it's just really terrible. But like I said, I walk in the beat every night because nobody's going to stop me from doing what I got to do. But like I said, we got to stand up for our rights, and we going to do it till we drop. But we're not going to drop. We're going to stand up and do what we got to do to save lives out here. Because really, truthfully, I'm getting tired. But like I said, let me get back to my main man, Aspa, and I'll see y'all next Monday night.
Well, Black Power,
all right.
Brother Fred is Fred. We're so happy to have you, Black, at the mic. And that's our beloved brother. And we wish you peace and greetings again, the brother. The greeting of peace of Assalamu Alaikum and Black Power. I don't know if he sounded off. He's gone. Black Power, brother Fred is Fred. Assalamu Alaikum.
Black Power.
Black Power, that's my man. As he sounds off, we're going straight and direct. We're going to give Black Lightning this a toss-up with Black Lightning. Who came in first? Did the queen come in first? We're going to have to let the ladies go first. I think Black Lightning beat you to the mic, queen. But be as you a lady, and you are some sort of lady, I'm not going to lie. There's nothing going to match you coast to coast. We're going to bring the Queen Jacqueline to the mic and let the brother grit on us for a while out there in the southeast side of Washington, D.C., Black Lightning. Come on in the house, Sister Queen. We got it lit up for you tonight. We got South Carolina, Los Angeles, Oakland, California, Philadelphia, P.A., everything that you can think of and give you more of what you listen to your radio for. Welcome to the airways, our beloved Queen Jacqueline. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power, brother. Thank you so much for inviting me here once again.
Well,
hello, how you doing, Queen? Black Power.
All right, power to the people. I know, I'm glad to have you on.
Got it all
set up. Thank you.
And our beloved sister
so
has gone through quite
there?
An ordeal.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
She had
a white doctor. I think, let me see. This is a very, very interesting human interest story. Our beloved sister had a white doctor run into her car, and they declared her car as a total loss. And she was able to recuperate. I'll let you tell her. I will allow you, Sister Queen Jacqueline, to tell us a part of that story that you want to share. But it's quite a story. Go ahead.
Oh yes. Hello. Hi. I'm a volunteer in my community. I clothe the homeless. I feed the homeless. I am doing this without paperwork. I have a mother, a foster parent who taught me how to love towards godly agape love, and so I continued on even though she has passed away due to dialysis. I had just gotten my car back. My car, matter of fact, I didn't tell the brother, but that same very car was stolen, and it was stolen for approximately 3 years. So the devil's been attacking me with transportation because he knows I can move and do a multitude of things when you have transportation. So moving right along, September the 2nd, I were coming back from Tallahassee when I stopped at a rest stop. Me and another vehicle coming from there trying to get some things started here in a non-profitable organization so that I can be able to move forward with finances. Such as family vans for people that I'm already doing, that I've been doing for years. There was a doctor who they said have came there on many of several occasions to rest, which was a rest stop. We had gotten there on the 1st of September that night. Going into the next morning at approximately 7:14 a.m., there was a doctor, 71 years old, to stop at the rest stop. He said he mashed on the brakes. What he thought was mashing on the brakes, actually hitting the accelerator, running off the road into the sidewalk I'm not understanding how this straight way, even as he was going fast, he would have been more safer to stay on as he came off the ramp to stay on the road behind our cars. We were at a park location. There were 30 cars. And this is the funny thing about this hit. When the car went on the sidewalk, there was a trash can made of bricks or whatever it was made of. He said, pushing him into the three African-American cars, right? I have proof of this. Well, it was two African-Americans and one Caucasian lady. However, there were 30 cars. All of these cars were Caucasian, brand new cars. My car was used, and so was the second car that was hit. It was a used car. I didn't want to give up the used car because they are moving into electronic vehicles. And they were trying to get me to buy. Prior to this accident, they were blowing my phone up. These car companies telling me that if I turn my used car in, my car, you can fill my car up $30, and I can ride for 3 and 4 days. Even with when the prices went up, the gas was affordable for me. I had a Kia. I kept denying the car companies, auto part companies, and it was really funny how after this guy hit my car, then totaled the African-American male car next to me, who also from Carolina, feeding the poor, putting people in houses. We were leaders. We are not name brand leaders. We were undercover leaders because leaders are targeted. It was funny how just my car got hit first with my kids in it. They were sleeping in the vehicle. I was in my vehicle. The other party was sleeping in their vehicle when the car struck my car first, then struck his car, totaling my car, totaling his car, and totaling the third car. The funny thing is, again, to move on, this is a licensed doctor who had bought a brand new vehicle. That car he was driving was brand new. I give it every bit of a week of this brand new marble car that was hit. Now, this is a funny thing. The guy jumps out. He's honest. He's telling them, I have insurance. I'm a doctor. Everybody will get their compensation for this accident. I was in the wrong. He admitted to the police officers. Now watch this. I have a report showing that my location of my living status was exposed to other parties in the accident. My phone number was exposed. However, this doctor, no information, highly protected. The cops pretend that he didn't have insurance. They gave him a ticket, wink, wink, take this ticket, wink, wink, no information. So we had to fight like hell to get information. So happened this honest doctor, 70-year-old doctor, I reached out to him at the Mercy, because not only that, this is some other stuff. There was more than one, there was police that showed up, there were state troopers that showed up. Guess what? When we got home to start a report, our insurance companies informed us this guy had no insurance as of right now. We then fought to talk to police officers, went to the police station. They said they couldn't do anything about that report because it wasn't sent through them. When I know I've seen Jacksonville police officers, the state trooper, we had to fight like hell to find out who the state trooper was. We were being turned down left and right. I then went to my insurance and was met and was received a phone call from an attorney from Alabama who ran mm-hmm. down all insurance. The guy gave me his policy number. I actually went to, thank God he was from my city, coming from somewhere else. I went to his State Farm. I called. They denied it. They said there was no claim. Nobody called in, said they were guilty, da 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 da. They fought us to the max. I then called this nice doctor who reassured them that he was in the wrong. He gave them the policy number, Blase Squad. These Caucasian people were very angry that the doctor did all of this when they tried to cover up his policy number. When he was trying to tell us stuff, the police officer was grabbed his hand, telling him, "Sir, come over here, come over here. Please don't speak. Please don't speak." So they covered the doctor. You know, I'd never seen nothing like this a day in my life. I'm 48 years old. They moved and they moved fast. But what they didn't understand, I had a good insurance policy, and we got down to the nitty-gritty. And so happened, again, there were reliable people. I am a leader. I'm not a name brand leader. I'm not a licensed leader. But I've been on social media for a numerous amount of time. Those who know me know that I have no reason to lie to nobody. And when I explained and took pictures of proof, my car, I'm sitting in a new car that social media put me in. Prior to this, now let me say this. Prior to this, before, about 7 years ago, my car was stolen. I took pictures of it, showed police reports. Everybody out of city, in city, everybody was looking for my car. Someone spotted my car, took a picture of them. I told them, do not approach the vehicle. When you see my car, take pictures. Make sure you don't get, be careful. I don't know if this person is armed and dangerous. So when I tell you I am a leader, I really am a leader. I am a licensed security officer. I have thrown myself in a line of duty to keep everybody in the city safe. I've looked for bombs. I check people for weapons, so forth and so on. I protect. I serve. I've been trained to do my job and do it well. However, I don't want to get too deep into that. There was some jobs I walked away from. When you are sworn into secrecy, you are good and loyal, you become more than just a security officer. You become a flex officer, flexible to do even military work. But I won't get into that. I signed off. I turned down a lot of money. All money ain't good money. All right, so getting back to this accident. Yeah, the police protected this Caucasian man, doctor. You know, his address was not on it on the report. So guess what happened? My attorney said, y'all got 10 seconds to get it all right. I want names. I want doctors. I want all the police officers that were present. I want all the state troopers. We want to know where you guys were located, where you're from, and why the hell y'all didn't put the real information down. So they're looking into a lot of that. I had to relocate for my living status. I had to relocate for my living status. For my safety, I came to my children. It's a sad thing that I don't trust too many people. I'm trying to learn how. I was betrayed by pastors, bishops, elders, you name it. We could sit down and talk about it. Proof in the pudding. They tried to pay me off to silence me about a lot of stuff. I told God I will be silent until the door is open, and I am going to pull some scales from over the eyes of many who have uplifted a lot of our people. We have to do better. To know better is to do better. But getting back to this, yeah, so that is one. Also, there are police officers who have given tickets to Black African Americans, and out of fear of going to jail, we have put fingerprints on tickets that we were innocently given. From the time I was 17 to 18, when they pull you over, don't deny the ticket. You will end up in jail trying to fight. If you stay saying you're innocent, you will sit and rot in jail. Sometimes you will even die in jail just for a ticket. So, yes, I've signed away to a lot. If you check my criminal background, which a lot of celebrities did, I have nothing. I have no violent record. I have no thieving record. Only record I have is suspended license due to tickets. In the past, not in the present. This was when I was in my teens and 20s and all that stuff like that. I found out it was even I see why they give us these tickets, and I'm gonna tell all y'all and tell the people. They're giving you tickets because when you do want to work for the government or you want to work for someone or get a better job, it comes back to hunt you. What I did when I was 18, driving and telling the police officer, I'm not going to sign this ticket. You're framing me. One thing about me, when I go to a stop sign, I will count to 20. They got me like that. I count to 20. Baby told me I ran the stop sign, then laughed and said, oh, you really want to argue with me? You want to argue with me, Caucasian cop? So he said, okay, do you want me to read you your rights or are you going to sign the ticket? Well, I have children. There's no one to watch my kids, and I have to go to work. So guess who goes down for tickets? I don't fight them. I don't fight them. I don't have time. I don't have a mother. I don't have a fucking father. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I was an orphan child. I was a foster child. My foster mother has passed away, okay? I have nobody. When I got pneumonia and I was dying, my children were surviving in the house with ramen noodles and bread and whatever else they can eat. I passed out in the house with pneumonia. I was telling my neighbors, and the fear. Our people are in fear. Do you understand? A lot of our people, even the wealthy, are in fear of helping the neighbor. Do you understand? And then our young people have been taught that if I get shot, just film it. Maybe they might just become famous and it go viral. They don't help anymore. So we need to get it out there. Why are you filming us? Call 911. While you filming us, call the ambulance and get us to help, or call somebody. And that's the thing. Who is the somebody? And that's what we need. We need to start getting organizations that claim they want to help us. In my city, when COVID came in, these pastors closed up their churches. They paid cops to sleep in their cop cars. I mean, not sleep, but sit in their cop cars, black African-American churches. I'm just being honest, y'all. To know better is to do better. Right now we have 5 cops in different churches in Jacksonville, Florida. We used to be able to be homeless and sleep on the front porch or sleep inside the church or even sleep in the back of the church. Now we got the police are sleeping in the back, parked in the back of the churches, parked in front of the churches, removing you. Where do the homeless go? And not only that, when I was a foster child, when I ran away because I was tired of being molested, I thought we could run to the churches, only to get molested by them too. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So to know better is to seriously do better. So even in these meetings, you know, we have, and I understand. I truly understand. I'll have to fix it. I was talking about my baby. Okay, I will.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go too. So with that, you know, it's a lot that I need to sit down and talk to our African-American people about. Let me tell you something. People look at me, and I tell you the truth when I say I did not graduate. I have not been licensed, but I want y'all to hear me very clearly. There are small churches that I help. I put it together. I did the dirty work. I went into big organizations for them, Caucasian organizations that they were afraid to go in. I was going in the ghettos, and I was pulling out the people, so I thought these people were loving. I got their foundation together. Big organizations called for me to help them get money. I'm behind the scenes. Because I was not good enough. I was good enough to make your money, but I wasn't good enough to license me to start my own. So guess what I've been doing for years now? I have 2 warehouses full of everything. And I walk around looking half dirty and uneducated. But I'm feeding a multitude. I'm feeding a multitude, and I'm clothing a multitude. Do you understand?
Right on.
As a single woman, a lot of black women have been getting murdered, execution style. For the past, I was telling the brother who invited me here, for the past 3 months, they've been finding African-Americans dead in wealthy gated communities, in the ghetto, even in the ghetto, no one is saving us. No one is protecting us. Those who have no family, I have children that I homeschool. I have children that I literally homeschool. And now they've turned, my girl turned 18, still a virgin, never been on drugs, never drank, ain't thinking about it. You know what she want to be? She's going out to be an activist. She wants to fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. I am one of the ones she wants to fight for. No one helps me here. I can't even afford. I've been in a car accident. I carry crutches. I carry a cast on my arm. I had to cut that cast off. I got to get ready to go to work. No one cares. People walk right past you. Do y'all hear me? So, and then when I do try to go to our people, they want to know who sent you. My God ain't good enough. I can't say God sent me.
Right. They're like, who?
So when I,
yeah.
And I will say this, even some of the Black Panther Party, I understand. I understand why they have to be cautious. I understand. But I was given a number for the Black Panther Party. I called them. And because I didn't go through, because I didn't know the code, the doors got closed on me and my kids, and we slept on a dirty ass ground, and we begged at the time for much, and that was when my kids were in diapers. Yeah, the father walked away, moved away with a Caucasian woman, moved to Texas. So I was forced to either quit my job and take care of my kids, or give my kids to the states where I got raped. You think I was gonna let them get raped? No, we slept on the ground like Indians. We ate from the trees. We went to the one thing about Jacksonville. They do have food for you here, so I ain't gonna lie. They can't say we hungry here. They do feed us. I do have to tell the truth. You get there on time, you can eat. Now, I will say that. And again, I was telling the brother on last night's show, these organizations who were for the homeless, once they got the big grant, they turned the homeless shelters into apartments. You can't be homeless. Mm. The women's shelter, Fosbacher, Salvation Army. You have to have a job for some of these places. Don't take my word for it. Send some of your people. I'll meet up with you. I'll bring you to these places. Salzbacher for women is now, if you got the money, anybody can move in. The drug dealer, anybody, but not the homeless.
Right.
Okay? Now, I got another one for you. Families that have children, male little boys that's 12 and up, they are not allowed to be in the homeless shelters. Now, they're not allowed to be in the homeless shelters. It's starting to be against the law to be homeless. It's starting to be against the law to be homeless. Also, moving right along, I've been to the district meetings that we had a land for the homeless downtown in the downtown area. When COVID came in, they put up a private fence, even behind the main library in Jacksonville, Florida. The homeless was allowed to sleep back there. Rich people bought it and let them have that land for many years. When COVID came in, they now have sealed that. The homeless are sleeping on the sidewalks. The land that they were allowed to sleep on, that land is empty as hell. But they have fenced it, and nobody can have that part. And it's connected to the homeless shelter, that empty lot where you could drive in as a homeless parent, sleep in there in your cars, or sleep on the ground in your tents, or just sleep on the ground in a blanket. It was your safe haven. The police would come to make sure no one's getting raped, beat, or hurt. That land now was on the news, the beginning of COVID. Also, today on the news, you can look up Jacksonville Electricity. I want you to pull up how many people are going to be without power. These people are being set in their homes with no lights and water. I want you to pull that up, Jacksonville, Florida Electricity. A lady says she's going to die because they're fixing to pull her electricity. The electricity bill has gone up. It can go from 100 to 500. I know last year I would pay $45 a month. Now it's $100 a month, $500 a month. And the elderly who has on oxygen machines, these African-American people are going to die. Now, I'm sure there's other races in there as well. But, of course, I have to focus on our people. I live in our culture, in our low incoming, and I'm seeing it right up under my head. I had over 200 people living in my four-bedroom house. I then connected with I was renting to own two properties that got sold right from under me because I trusted two pastors who I thought I could fight in. I put money into their churches and to be left with nothing. Now, I need somebody to come here and go in a meeting with these pastors. Let them know that we see y'all. Y'all took this money. These people confided in y'all. This is what they told the people, and I'm just giving you this report. They told the people for many years, even me, if y'all put y'all tuition in, we are raising money to open up hotels, houses, even our own hospitals. They fed us a dream. They closed the compassion vows of the church. Come here, and don't come here dressed up. Don't come here showing your license. Just come to our community with natural clothes on. Knock on the door and tell them you need help, and you'll see what I'm saying. We're being turned away. Do you understand? Now, I'm not homeless because I have children. I have children that I had to leave my home because they're pushing the minimum wage people out of their homes, and they're forcing families to come together as one. And I understand that. I'm sitting here with my 28-year-old son who were in the foster care system, who got raped and beat. And we can't wait to see y'all in person to tell y'all the story. A lot of people want to get paid for this story. But I even changed my phone number because they wanted to benefit off of us. They didn't want to help our situation. My son is in a gated community. Thank God for that. But guess what? I got news for you. My son was told that they're about to tear down these gated communities for these low-income African-Americans. So they're putting these people in hotels next year. They're tearing these nice houses down. I can give you pictures. That's the news. I was paying $1,500. Now it's $2,000-something. You got $5,000-something in small, low-income places because these people from California have come from out of town. I looked at the license plate. There are people in town. They are pushing the people who were born and raised here out of the city. People are packing up and leaving, or they're packing up and living in their house, in their cars.
Yes, ma'am.
So
Sister Queen, that in many areas of Florida, and I think some parts of California, that they can raise the rent to any unreasonable amount. If they want you out, they can make the rent whatever they want to make it, and literally put you out. And I think that is something we should watch in Florida and those states.
This is what's happening. I'm glad you said that, brother. There was a part of Jacksonville who had, it was for African Americans. They're now Caucasians moving in, and they're from out of town. The Caucasians that live here, they're not going to move in these areas because they know how rough they were. So they're people are coming from California and all over, and they are looking for rent to be rented. And these that's another thing I want to tell you that I told the brother. We have news press. You know, the news media, they get the news and they alert you with who just got shot. They're the rent people, by the way. I had no idea until I rented from one of them. I was surrounded by people that had been to prison, and they were still violent. The drugs, the everything. I'm just being honest. The Caucasian news press, family members of news press, this is a marketing for them. the red zones belong to the Channel 12. They have to have their story or they'll get fired. A woman just got murdered in the area of Jacksonville, Florida. Look up how many women just last month to this month have gotten murdered. Someone, another woman is back in that location. Over five different women have died in that house. Do you understand? So, yeah, when I meet you in person, I'm going to have facts. I'm going to show you pictures. Well, let me shut up. I can't say too much. This is a radio station, and I am a single woman, so I ain't going to say too much. But I will say this. If you want the truth, stay tuned with me. You can get it. Take a trip down here. Don't show nobody your conditions or who you are. Just come on down and knock on some doors, and you'll get the same feeling I got. We were all fed lies, dreams and lies. These people in high places who we trusted, they saved their daughters and their sons, pulled them out of school where it was dangerous, bought them expensive computers. But guess what? I put my money aside, and I bought my baby's computers. The teachers are quitting, ma'am. Look up Jacksonville, Florida teachers, and how many have quit. Police officers have quit. Matter of fact, I've never seen the streets so clear at night, and that's why the crime is so crime rated. So we can't win for losing. We don't need the cops. We need our people, but then we need our cops because people are getting shot sitting in their cars at night, homeless people, people that come out the grocery stores. They found a black African-American young lady shot in a parking lot. Worked very hard, didn't have no enemies. They just shot a Christian in Grand Park. Oh, yeah. Look up Jacksonville 2020 crimes. I want y'all to sit down and read what's really happening. The water that they told us, take a shower but keep your mouth closed. They only told the wealthy side not to. When you take your showers, close your mouth if you're on the south side. Boil your water. Every other side, it doesn't affect y'all. Now, keep in mind, they tell the low-income people, go ahead, take your showers, drink the water out the faucet. It'll be okay. It's just a south side problem. No, I ain't falling for that. I alerted everybody on the north side. Don't drink the water. Well, they said the south side. I said, don't drink the water. Don't y'all listen? Your ass going to be sick. And then you're going to go into the hospitals, and you're going to make it easy for them to murder you. But we're going to talk about we'll talk about that on a later date. Right now, we're dealing with survival. We're being purged. We've been born into a game we know nothing of. But I thank God for visions and dreams. I had dreams, and I stopped doing a lot of what I was doing to stay alive. And I was learning as many people as I could. The food source have killed a lot of our people. They know our DNA. They know our melon. So we need help. We need people that's going to feed us the truth. We need people that's going to come and make truth here. And if I have to leave, trust me, I'm ready. And I'm coming with things. I know you have to build. You have to have things to help. I want to be a help. I've always been a help to the community. So I'm not just coming with just my body. I'm coming with things that are needed sources, but I just don't want to bump into a death trap. Somebody told me to go to this certain area in Georgia where I was put out my car. I had to get on the ground. Nobody was there to save me. I tried to call people. Nobody picked up the phone. It was almost like I was set up. It was a death trap. So I need real people set in real places to keep me as well as many others safe. That's all I'm asking for. If you have any more questions that you would like to ask me, I'll be more than happy to share it with you. I'll be more than happy to speak the truth. Some people can't accept the truth. Last night when I went into a meeting on Clubhouse, so many women and so many men who had not experienced what we are going through said, nah, something about that story got to be all wrong. Nah, they just got to be crazy over there. Nah, they must have did something wrong. No, sweetie, we are reliving slavery. That's all that is. History repeats itself. But until people stand for each other, it's just a dog-eat-dog world. I'm not a dog, and I don't want to be eating. I just want to be a human to love one to another. Each one, reach one, teach one. I need somebody to wake up these African-American pastors here in the city who has shut their doors you could pull up to downtown Jacksonville and you could take a good look at people sleeping on the sidewalks. I just left downtown feeding the people, and I'm not licensed. No, I'm not, because I don't know how to do the paperwork. And I've spent thousands of dollars on people who do know how to do the paperwork, only to tell me work for my church for a certain length of time, and I'll get you licensed, and you ain't got to worry about nothing, only to be lied to. So I land my plane there. Feel free to ask me anything else you need to ask me. Thank you. Hello.
Right on.
Anybody there?
Yes.
Anybody?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody got silent.
Yes. I'm actually in homeless and poverty meeting as we speak.
While I'm on.
But sister, I applaud you so much for telling a fraction of what we go through, especially as women activists. On top of that, a lot of things you were saying, I echo that same sentiment here in LA, and I thank you so much for standing up and being strong as you are. But a lot of things you said, yeah, we definitely got to have you on Sister Circle Speaks next week, because we'll be discussing things just like this that people are not understanding, that when you are in the right place doing the right thing and still you don't have that support, it's a slow death. But overall, God is the one that steps up and gives us the strength that we need to continue this, fight. Well, I definitely want to speak to you, Aki. I'll get your info from Sheikh. And, yeah, we'll discuss on some strategic plans, since Jacksonville and Florida itself is a gateway. We have a lot of issues with Haiti as well, since it's 3 hours away from Florida, and how we need to really have a foundation that's solely for the empowerment of Blacks and our children. So I thank you for your journey, and definitely if you have a book or working on it, this is a book that you gotta publish and let people know what the past, present, and the future will bring if we don't do accordingly. If you don't rule accordingly. So I'm going to step off for a second because I got to facilitate this homeless and poverty meeting. But I thank God for you, sis. Just keep shining bright. And, yeah, we're going to work on some serious planning, strategic planning after this. So thank you so much for sharing your story and being here on this platform with us today.
It's my pleasure, ma'am. And I hope I ain't offend nobody.
Oh, not at all. No offense taken. It is what it is. I mean, you got to speak your truth to power. And unless we speak on it, we're not going to know. But it's good to know that it's more than one person that's going through this, and that we can definitely fight it together.
Oh, yeah, so. Yes, ma'am. And one more thing, and I will shut up. I promise you I'll shut up. One more thing. When you have the lights off, when you have those lights off for too long, like when the JEA people turn your lights off, you got a certain length of time that you have to turn them on, or they have the right to evict you out of your home. That's it. I'm going to shut up now.
You see, you're absolutely right on that. So many people that I know are getting housing, and they can't keep up with their bills, that affects their housing altogether. And that's where jobs come in. You need to get them jobs created in order for us to survive.
Yes, we're definitely proud of the work that the queen is doing. These are two queens that are met. Do you realize that each of these major cities is bringing a woman like the queen, like Dr. Critical Truth Bay, like Janae, and like LaGlenda, and that they're like Dr. Melody is out there doing a show right now on Clubhouse. But these women are dedicated to the Panther.
I'm still trying to join from my phone, so I can call. I mean, from my computer, and still.
You're speaking through your computer.
So can try to contact Nakisha to see if she would be on the meeting.
But bottom line is that all of our beautiful sisters are working in a unit. They've been in isolated situations, but in danger of basically of losing their lives, of losing their prestige, and they've been dishonored and disheveled in the street. They've been raped and robbed and beaten down. And when they surface with Black Revolution on their minds. Uncompromising Black Revolution is the only solution for us at this hour. For we the people have been deceived by every nationality of people. We've been deceived at every turn in the road, for every opportunity for just a decent life on this earth. And brothers and sisters, we have been united by the grace and the mercy of the Almighty God. And those that tell you that God ain't real don't know the real deal. I'm just telling you, they don't know the real deal, brother and sister. And those that tell you the book ain't no good, the Bible ain't nothing, the Quran ain't nothing, the Hebrew text ain't nothing. You're nothing but crash dummies walking around, looking for a starry crown. And one day, little Boots say they're going to get their issue. So we're not going to worry about them. The criticism from the from these criticizers are nothing. They never walked a mile in the moccasin of a Black revolutionary. They can't tell the story. They can't do the work because they have not been commissioned by the Almighty God. The divine power that originated the heavens and the earth is the same power that missioned us to do this work at this hour. And I just hope that you continue, that you will be encouraged, brother and sister, no matter what's going on. And I know he's waiting in that queue, so let me not get that mic and overdo it, but reach out for our brother who is out there. He's been so dedicated. He is our National Minister of Defense, and he's awesome with it. He's not a regular. He's definitely not a regular, and we want to just bring him, straight to the mics if we can find it, and punch up our queue and get ready for a dynamic personality and a dynamic man in his own right and a man that's got it going on, huh? As we just like Al Capone, because goddamn it, we got it going on. Come on in the mic,
Black Power.
Our beloved brother, Black Lightning, Black Power.
Black Power. Calling
Black Power.
From Gotham City. Gotham City, we are in the house. We're the ones that they can call on, you know, where they need to eliminate that 911 and get us a 611 or 811 or 711, something like that, for the Panther Party. We would definitely, definitely show up. And, for those that don't know, when you come in the queue, press 1 to get in the speaking queue, and then it call out the first 3 digits of your area code and the first 3 digits of your phone number, and then unmute you so y'all can get on the line and get on the talking topics up in here in Black Power Radio. And don't forget to hit $77Bakers so we can keep this train going. And it's not the only thing when we make all those stops in the various cities and stuff like that, and troops need to get there, and the gas come out of that for a lot of people, and food and some snacks, and we just basically wear ourselves out. So we need to get some real funds up in there, so we can jump on some airplanes and go from coast to coast in the blink of an eye and get it done real quick, and hit the United Nations. Do like Malcolm said, make this a human rights issue, you know. But that's basically what it is a human rights issue. And I was thinking yesterday I didn't finish what I was saying. kind of got sidetracked about David. David, he didn't know he was going to fight Goliath that day, you know. So God had him battling a lion, and beating down bears and lions and bears so by the time he got there, he was ready. He was toned, you know. So he had already done his miles. He got his work in, you know. So he knew that God wasn't going to let nothing happen. Nothing come up that couldn't get defeated. So when David looked at Goliath, he said, "Well, I've already taken down the lion and the bear. Goliath is nothing. He ain't nothing but a man." So I'm just saying, sometimes we're not looking for, we just stumble into the battle, you know. Sometimes it's the right person at the right time. They see a sister having a problem and step on in, you know, because that's what we do, and we get tested all the time. I'm sure people out there get tested all the time. They just don't know it. They see somebody broke down on the road, you know, and it might be their opportunity to help somebody or defend somebody even, you know, because we are the defense ministry, National Defense Ministry up in here. So we're defending the rights of our people, and I don't know. I'm enjoying listening, so I think I just go back to listening. The sister was making some powerful points there, how we just keep on giving, giving, giving until God will eventually give back, you know, but we're not looking for it. And I think that's the problem with people looking for they're looking for God to give back as proof that he's there instead of giving him honor. And then once we get that honor, oh, he'd be giving you bucket loads of blessings, you know, abundantly. Let's say, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all these other things will be added unto you. So we're not going to turn our backs on the people, and we're not going to run away when it's time to run into the fight. We're not going to be taking pictures when it's time to stand the line, hold the line. When it's time to hold the line, we ain't got no hand to be holding cameras. You know, you'll be holding the opposition sometime, hold the opposition back, you know, and just basically hold the line for our people whenever they need us. This would definitely be the Black Panthers that they can call on right here. I know there's been definitely many factions all over the United States, but this is the one of that you can definitely count on right here. Over 196 million 940,000 square miles of the planet Earth, you can get your 40 acres and two mules right here. And before I forget, $77Bakers. Don't want to forget on that one, $77Bakers. That's the Cash App, $77Bakers, Bakers. So we keep this train going, you know. We definitely drive some of us broke sometime, just trying to get to the battle, get to the people, you know. The people do well worth it once we get there. That's right, when the whistle blowing. So this is our revolutionary voice of the people. We will be holding line and standing by for further action in the Black Power struggle. Black Power.
Black Power. And we thank our beloved brother Black Lightning for giving us a dynamic update. And as always, our Minister of Defense is on point. And he's making those points to you to put some lean green right into the black machine. Many people are ashamed to give to the revolution, but they know they need the revolution more than fresh water and fresh air, because you are the proof and evidence. You can live on polluted air. You can live on polluted water, but it's difficult to live without your black revolution at this hour, because it's a crucial time It is absolutely a pivotal point in history, beloved brother and sister, and it's up to you what you do with your revolution. But you should not be afraid of your divine black revolution. And the only reason you're scared of black revolution, you are attempting to appease Mr. White and trying to please this one and that one. And when you should be trying to please God and not worry about him. Don't show thyself approved. Do the work. Read the book and study and pray that Almighty God approve of what you have done. And then the God says to you, job well done. Oh, now we make some accomplishments. We're going forward. We're industrializing the concept of black revolution. And you have to move like a well-lubricated machine once you know what the revolution is and know what you must do at this hour. And I'm just so happy to be here with you. We got a 202, the 578 that spoke earlier. Yeah, 202-568. You can, you're still live at Black Power Radio. We're still here with you. Are you there, 202-202? Black Power? Wait, hold on. All right. I got to hit something on my end. Now, can you hear me, 202? I just want to make sure
yes,
you're there with
me. Yes,
Sakina is in there. She's been with thanks. Thanks for your patience.
Yes, Sanika, yes, hi, everyone. This is Sanika. Once again, that lady's sister's story really kind of messed with my head here. Is there anything that we can do to change? I never heard of such things about cutting off your lights out by a certain time, and if not, you get evicted. Imagine sometimes people fall asleep, they might forget, and I'm like really, like, the policy is something really wrong. I mean, do we have any support on the ground, troops there that's going to push something to help that sister? She sounds like she needs a lot of support. Salam alaikum. Hello?
Wa alaikum salam. And sister, she's right on the air with you, Queen Jacqueline. Are you still with us there, Queen Jacqueline?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. They do give you a certain length of time to pay the bill, but listen, they these rich people came in with a rich mentality and pushed out hardworking 9-to-5 people. Period. And they started it yesterday. It came up on the news. A whole lot of people, life and the old lady, she was speaking and saying, I have a breathing machine. They showed us a breathing machine. Man, this lady gonna die because they done skyrocketed it. It can go from 100 to 500 people. Asthma patients have to have oxygen, have to have AC if it's too hot. Winter coming. Winter is coming, honey.
Yes.
People die, freeze to death. Do you understand? This is, I hate to say this. You know, for many years, Jacksonville had a lot of mercy, but honey, something has hit the fan. Honey, something has hit the fan, and I'm seeing the word of God come and be revealed right from right in my eyes. I'm saying we had so much mercy here, and our time is up. That's all that is. Our time is up. Whenever you can't run to a man and woman of God, and they robbing you for everything that you got, no.
Yeah.
My mama died, and after she died, man, and listen, I want y'all to hear me real good. God has mercy on me. He said, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging for bread. So I will lie to you. I'll be lying to you if I tell you that I'm the one hurting. I'm not. I have children. I've been betrayed. I've been betrayed by people in high places, low places. So I'm right now, it's getting to the point. And I even told my son, when the time comes, baby, we're going to have to get up. I'm going to give that to, I have two storages full of everything. I'm going to give it to whoever God didn't tell me to give it to, and I'm leaving my city. I've been here since I was born.
I was like, you never thought to leave that place? I mean, it sounds
but
this sounds horrific. It sounds horrific to me. And I don't know if I can bear that, sister. So trust and believe when I tell you that my prayers are with you, and I definitely understand. Like, I felt every word that you were saying, and, you know, they really gentrify. They really have been gentrifying a lot of the neighborhoods. Even here in D.C., they gentrified it. I'm originally from New York, and there's a whole lot of gentrification that's going on over there. And some of my friends was asking me, like, oh, what is it like in D.C.? I said, no, stay where you at. Try to make best. Go somewhere else, but don't come to D.C. because they're trying to gentrify pretty much all black areas. And it's fun. It's ironic how it was being explained. I heard before because I've been picked it up. They doing the same thing here, right here in D.C. They're building, they open, they tend down the province, but they say if you're in the hood, they tearing it down, but they building us back, and they keep you, make sure that all, when they build it back, they keep the they just transfer one hood right into another hood. They putting us in zones so they know just where we're at. You know what I'm saying? And the homeschooling, I've been telling a lot of people, all my kids are grown right now, but if my kids were young, I would homeschool them because what's going on, they're not even teaching the story, what really should be taught inside of the schools. And the stuff they're doing inside it, like, I'm just like, I'm glad God just took my kids and put them and got them out of the schools, because the system is bad. The whole system is corrupt, not just the school system. The government is corrupt. The police are corrupt. The Congress is corrupt. Shoot, the daggone White House is corrupt. Everything is corrupt. Reason why? Because this land, this was not built for us. We're just here. This land was not built for us. They had us build the land for the pilgrims. For the pilgrims, for the Caucasian. That's why the Caucasian could do the same crime that a black person would do, and the Caucasian would get away with it where the black person won't. And another thing, I was hearing some of the people talk about the Spanish and the system of black. People have to remember, they have to realize, though, all the Spanish people do not care for us black people. There's a lot of Spanish people, too, that hate on black people, claim they're blackness. So when they're filling those documents out, it's not just someone else. Some of them are putting Caucasian. They're not putting black. So we have to realize that also all skin folk is not kinfolk. So we have to remember all this when we're doing. We're working against all the negativity, but we got to know our surroundings, and that's a fact. We need to know who is who and where they at, because just because, you know, as they sing that song, Pete, they smile in your face, but all the time, them backstabbers, yes. You have to be careful. I'm not very trustworthy. You know, my daughter says, Ma, you should be on an island by yourself. I said one thing and two things for sure. I'll be fine on that island because I'd rather know what I'm dealing with and be aware and not act like I don't know what's going on around me and kiki kaka and letting everybody smile in my face and thinking that's your friend. No. Everybody's smiling in your face. Everyone kiki kaka is not your friend. Some of those are your frenemies. Not they frenemies. They try to get close to you so that they can use you, abuse you, and do you in. You know what I'm saying? And I watch a lot of different shows, and I see a lot of different cool stuff, and my heart really hurt for you the way they did you with the car situation. And I'm like, really, they went too far. You know what I'm saying? That was, I mean, your story just is definitely a story that needs to be told for years and years to come. Not just now, but like they said, the revolution will be televised. It should be, it needs to be, you need to do a show. You need to do a movie. You know what I'm saying? Because your movie alone would stir up a revolution. I mean, your situation alone would stir up a revolution, because I'm just tripping over this long dialogue that you gave, and it needed to be said because that was something that's been boggled inside of you, and you needed to vent it because you needed to be able to tell it to somebody that you can unleash some of that burden. Some, because stuff like that, when you hold it inside like that because you don't know who to talk to, who you can tell it to, because you can't trust everybody. And trust me and believe me when I tell you, I know about that non-trust game. Yes, I know about that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very cautious and who I talk to, who I deal with. I've been living in the same place for 20-some years. But I can count on one hand how many people been in my house and how many people I've been to their house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just really sad. Like, people are like, oh, you go to your neighbor. Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it used to be way back in the day where you had neighbors that look out for you. You had neighbors that'll help you. No, they don't. They a lot of times they won't help you unless their hand is out. They want something. They helping you because they trying to get something from you. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't come from the heart nowadays. They want you to tell your business so they can talk about you, or go and tell it to somebody else so that person is telling it to somebody else, and everybody, or you try to figure how you only told one or two people in the whole neighborhood think they know your business. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful who you talk to.
Would you call them? Remember, this is not the end of the show, but I want y'all to hear. Would you call them, sister? Let's look down the line. Would you call them? Ooh, my. Ooh. Woo.
Yes. It.
Which one?
Yes, that is the song, brother. That is the song. And no true words have ever been spoken. I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying? I even tell my daughter when she moved up out of my spot, I said, look, don't get around there and start kiki-kaka with all them people around your neighborhood because they just trying to get in your house so that they can see what you got and they can try to find out your business. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to be careful. And sister, I don't know. I'll ask Shaco if you want to, I could give you my phone number and we can talk because I actually have a cousin who travels and he does filmmaking. And if you want your story that you, whenever you get ready, you know what I'm saying, he'll do it for you. I'm quite sure. And I'll let you talk your talk, you know what I'm saying? You can talk to him, but he just bought a house. He just left New York. He bought a house and had his house built out of Charlottesville, Virginia. And he's always traveling and doing movies and stuff. He just did one movie for my sister that's about to come out in a couple of months. It's almost finished being wrapped up. It's on its fourth editing, finishing script, and her movie is about to come out, and he does movies everywhere, and I'll even send you the link if you don't mind me having your information. I can give you mine first. If you want to talk to me one-on-one, I'm fine with that, sister. Hello?
Potentially, I can be.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you, Queen. You really put a smile on my face. This is beautiful.
Yes, sister.
This is so beautiful.
Because I've been in foster care, sister. I know what you talk about when it comes down to foster homes. I've been there. So that's why I said it really hit home with me. I've been there, and I have a lot of sisters and brothers. And yeah, I've been in foster home after foster home. Transferred back and forth. I've been through them homes, so I know firsthand what you're talking about. Yeah, they a lot of them want the kids for the money, but they not good for you. But the system be so quick just to get a kid somewhere. Anybody who will take them, you know what I'm saying? And they don't really investigate those people. All they know is that person want them, and that's a child off my hand. The system need to be checked. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, there's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, that went down. And, you know, and me and my family, my brother and sister, we were split up in different foster homes because nobody want a whole lot of kids at one time. You know what I'm saying? The older you are, the less people want you. You know what I'm saying? So then if you have any problems with the foster home, they make you out to the next person to be a troublemaker. Because the last lady I was with, she told me I was 17 years old. She told me, she said, you know what? I'm taking you anyway. But, you know, before I took you, they tried to tell me that you was this and you was bad and you was been from different foster homes. But they wasn't in them foster homes to see what I went through. You know what I'm saying? They only talk about when I started acting up, but they didn't take what in consideration why I was acting up, because they was so quick to have anybody to say yes to take me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm older. No, people don't want to take teenagers. People don't want to take we're thrown and passed on. You know what I'm saying? They want the little babies, the little teeny kids. They don't want the hard work. They don't want the real work. They don't want the kid that they think is already psychologically messed up in the head. You know what I'm saying? And they don't talk. They don't take the time to talk to that child personally on a one-on-one level and see for themselves. And I stayed with that lady. That lady was really good. And she looked at me. She talked to me. She wanted to see what was going on with me. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of stuff going on, and is the infiltration within the system and how the system looks down on us, period, as a black person. Because I think if I wasn't even the race I was, they wouldn't have been talking about me like that. You know what I'm saying? They would have just been, oh, she's just a kid and need help. you know. But yeah, that lady really looked at him, and she really made me look at things and view things a whole lot different. And you know what I'm saying? I give much respect to her from here on, probably to the day I die. You know what I'm saying? She looked past all the nonsense and seen me for who I was, and she seen that I was not what they said I was. You know what I'm saying? You got to remember, they say, I am not what they say I am. I am what God says I am. I am that I am. He made me who I am. You know what I'm saying? And people be so busy worried about what other people saying, this, this, and that. No, find out what for yourself about people. That's how people tell me about other people. I'm like, okay, I hear you, but I'm going to find out for myself and see if that's what it is. Because some people just have a lot of hatred and animosity in them, and they're there to pull you down. They're there to suppress you. You know what I'm saying? So you have to build up your own strength within inside of you. You know what I'm saying? Like Oscar said, everybody got a panther inside of them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got a fighting spirit inside of them. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? You just got to have the right situation to know when to bring it out. You know what I'm saying? When to call it out. Sometimes you can have the sweetest person don't even know that they got all that fighting spirit. Let somebody say they messing with their kids or they messing with somebody in their family. You'll see that person turn from a sheep to a lion real quick. So, sister, like I said, if you want Shake to do it and you know what I'm saying, link us up, or you want to get my number, I have no problem. If Shake give it to you, you want me to give it to you, I have no problem, sister. You can reach out and talk to me. You know, when I moved here to D.C., I didn't have nobody either. I didn't have no family. You know what I'm saying? I have family, my brother and sisters, two of my brothers, but they lived further out in Maryland. So I didn't really have nobody. I had to find myself. Everything that I did, I had to find myself. Everything that I needed, you know what I'm saying? I had to try to wean people out and figure them out. So a lot of times I like to listen to people and watch people to determine how I want to deal with them, if I want to deal with them. You know what I'm saying? Because observance is important. You know what I'm saying? You have to be aware what kind of waters you're getting into.
I'm
going to make sure that your two queens are hooked up together. If you have time in this segment, and I've got Jabbar. I don't know if Jabbar, are you still online? I got Los Angeles. Where are you, Jabbar? I don't know if he's still there. And we got us some brother chairman Tyree is down in Carolina. I don't know if you're still there.
Yeah, still here, my brother.
Oh yes, sir. Oh man, that makes me feel so good. I want all of y'all to know, because some of you all went online, that brother Jabbar is. I have to give my hat off to a long time revolution. He's a man for life. I know most of y'all cannot identify with what I'm talking about here. But he said something, it was a drive-by to most of y'all. But I identify directly, every Nation of Islam-related person, when the day when he go out on that train and go out on that bus or get out there and hitching a ride and getting they didn't have Uber back in the day. So you had to grab your old gypsy cab or something other and a jitney and get your old hack of some kind. But you went out on the town. Man, we had that empty briefcase, man. We got great grandfathers in the Nation of Islam. They had that empty briefcase. You said, "I'm gonna put something in there today, man." I mean, you're not telling a story every now and then, Jabbar, on you, but mostly it's a drive-by, Jabbar. Jabbar's still there. It's a drive-by. But this man said he was. What you say? You was in the fifth grade. What grade were you in? He's still there. He had that empty briefcase, man. And say, man, some kind of way today, I'm gonna put my hustle on. I'm gonna get me something to go along in this briefcase today. And you ain't hit it that day, and you go right back out to the mine, and you still got your empty briefcase. But one day, man, if you succeed, you're gonna run into that business deal or run into those circumstances that cause you to put something real in that briefcase. And I think, man, I'm not bragging at all, brother, but I'm bearing witness, man.
the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did a magnificent job of putting something in that briefcase. Eventually, something going to come in there. But that's made the man that tarry and don't nothing happen, like Ezekiel. I frequently talk about him because he tarried for so many years to get nothing, brothers. And he continued to tarry, and he said that he prophesied on the good old dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones and didn't get anything. And he continued to prophesy. Why? Why did he prophesy? Because he believed the promise of God to be true, that God was going to deliver something in that briefcase some kind of way that God will get this oppressor off my backside. Some kind of way, brother, since I'm turning like Ezekiel. But there's another part to the story of Ezekiel, that he tarried and he prophesied on the bone so hard. And at the time, he was about to give up on the bone. There'd be nothing coming out of these dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones. He said he saw one of the bones. If y'all can mute yourself up if you're still there. Yeah. I'm just saying to you that he continued to prophesy so hard that he saw one bone move towards the other bone. And then upon seeing that bone move, I don't want to mute everybody. Mute yourself. Everybody check your mute. Everybody check your mute. And then he prophesied on that bone. And then he said he spoke so hard, he told the dry bones. He said, to speak ye, O dead dry bones.
I know.
Anybody that's unmuted, I'm going to mute you because I want to keep talking to you. Right. But it said that he was able to call the dead dry bones to speak in the valley of the dead dry bones. Somebody so belligerent on the mic. I'm going up and downstairs. Brian, be some chicken for my family, don't you know? And I got to go all the way back upstairs to the studio.
Which one?
To mute everybody.
Okay.
So we can complete the show and close the show for tonight. But we're so happy that everybody joined us tonight here on Black Power Radio. You just don't know how happy we are. On Black Power Radio.
It's absolute
pleasure to have you on the radio. Now, I just muted everybody. Now I got one mic on Shaycock. But bottom line, I'm here to tell you, brother and sister, that did not, you understand, see what the value of the prophecy of Ezekiel. They couldn't see the fulfillment of his prophecy. But he prophesied harder and harder and caused the dead dry bones in the valley of the dead dry bones to speak more and more. And eventually says that he raised exceedingly a great army came out of Ezekiel and the dead dry bones, in the valley of the dead dry bones. And when he said he blows them up and he checked old Pharaoh of his hour. And eventually said he went to war with Pharaoh. Huh? And it caused him to have this army that were exceedingly great. And it said he defeated the Pharaoh of his hour, just like Dr. Frederick Douglass is telling you, to organize your peacemakers, organize the righteous people against the warmongers, but position yourself in a manner that you would defeat the warmongers. You would defeat those terrorists and those tyrannical, corrupted people, the deceitful, degenerated, sexual promiscuity-minded people, you would defeat them in this hour. There's a prediction that you would go into the snake hole, the rabbit hole for a minute, and take on the habitation of animals and savages and reptilians, and all of this thing is predicted and prophesied that it would come, and that hour is here. We see you doing this every day in the execution of our beloved sister, Keisha LaJuan Lucia Tate, was executed by her neighbor, a full-blown savage, next door shooting guns up and down the neighborhood. Won't accept no correction. Won't accept no discipline. Against the undisciplined, that's why we became disciplined, to organize against the undisciplined. Huh? And we have found us the righteous people and the peacemakers. And we are organized against the warmongers in a manner that we are today defeating them. When they say manslaughter, we say murder. When they say bond, we say no bond. You got to make your word bond today and make it stick, brother and sister. You got to wake up in the right kind of understanding of these circumstances so that you will be able to manage skillfully against the opposition at this hour. Because some of you are lost in a cocoon. You're buried deep beneath the Blue Lagoon at this hour. Mind blown. Mind gone. Huh? That's right. Some have lost your morals and your folklore and your mores and your folklore ways. And you have lost your way, lost your nationhood, brotherhood, fatherhood, sisterhood. And by the looks of your black ass, you have lost your motherfucking mind. But I'm here to tell you today, we can bring you on back to the square. We can nudge you back on the path. I don't care what circumstance you got amongst us. We can fix it. God can fix it. Be encouraged no matter what's going on. Oh, I'm just here to bear witness tonight to the wake-up juice. We got our beloved brother right there. Brother Chairman Tyree is right here with us. And I know he ain't going nowhere. Huh? Don't you get your share, huh? Because no ain't going nowhere. Huh? My. So be encouraged no matter what's going on. Is that right, Brother Tyree? Are you there with me, Brother Chairman? I know he's there somewhere.
I'm right here.
Black power. This is the moment you can get a bit on off your chest and you're talking to the best. Ain't no air in that. You're listening to the most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your dumb phone, smartphone, on your Android paranoid. No matter how you look at it, this is the most informative radio talk show on the internet. So go right ahead, brother. Some of our last marching orders coming right on in to Gaffney and Spartanburg, South Carolina. You can talk black to us about it tonight. Black power.
Again, be active in your community. Black power. Get down to the meetings, you know, keep your eyes open every day to take in more knowledge and spread it amongst your peoples, you know what I'm saying? The war is on. It ain't a war where we killing everybody, you know, killing, you know, back and forth every day, but it's a war that's undercover. They smile in your face, and they want to just put us all up under the ground, man. They want to enslave us. They want to put us in captivity and take our normalize homosexuality. They're trying to normalize homosexuality and drug use, suicide, things that they neighborhoods suffer from. They want to try to spread those diseases over to us and brainwash us using the TV, the media, and their most best weapon, ourselves. We do a lot of damage to ourselves, but you know what? I feel like the war, we're stepping up our parts on the behalf of our communities right now all the way across the United States, and I feel like pretty soon, man, we're going to take lead in this thing and take this country back that belongs to us. Power, amen.
That's absolutely right, beloved. Ain't no add that. Black power. And someone else was about to speak up. I don't know if Critical or one of them had something. There was a mic open, and Sanika's right there as well. That's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Go right ahead, y'all.
Black power.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, Dr. Critical had something, I think, up there. Did you have something? One of them came off the mic, but I wasn't sure who it was at the time because I was not looking down. But that's absolutely the truth, Brother Chairman Tyree, and we're working here to support you, your whole family there in the state of South Carolina, and your family reach all the way across the state. I know a lot of you chairmen and chairwomen. I know a lot of these defense ministers, justice ministers, culture ministers, and ministers of information, field marshals, and this goes on. But I had met this man. I had met his mother and father. Some of them I met mom on occasion. I met a father here and there. But I had met Brother Tyree's mother and father, and they are solidly behind Brother Tyree to get justice for their family. That hurt, it goes beyond any type of measure that you are killed while preparing a meal for your family. It's got to be something sacred
about the individual. There has to be something sacred that we're willing to uphold at this hour, because a very strange thing has been done to us in this land, a strange fruit that hangs from a strange tree. They get mad when I uphold Maya Angelou and all of these great ones, from Harriet Tubman to Fannie Lou Hamer, from Barbara Jordan on up to these great sisters that have been here with us and working hard on us, to Patricia Harris, was one like a secretary of labor, some kind of great secretary, and they named the college after her. And they put her on the postage stamp. That might not mean a damn thing to you. Oh, but it means everything to me as a black revolutionary to see this. Oh, my, someone should say it. If they didn't say it, they should. But I'm saying I'm so happy to have you all here and happy that you all continue with the revolution, because you can kill the revolutionary, huh? But you can't kill the divine black revolution, not at this hour. For I am a black revolution. Anybody got their mic on? I am a black revolutionary.
I am
all the mic,
a black revolutionary.
I am a black revolutionary from the opposition. We have a strong hardline position. We have as great a chance of setting up our government and nation as these people, these so-called folks right here. I'm not calling you no founder. You didn't found nothing. You took a slave and made something for yourself. You took a slave and took his stratagems of war and took our ability to do this and our ability to do that and our human resource to do this and our human resource to do that. And I don't have any confidence in you raising up anything decent called leadership anywhere in America at this hour beyond the black revolution. And nothing that you can say that we have to look up to see salvation, for you have to look to us to see your salvation at this hour. And I rest that on black power. Bar none. They can't match us, huh? And they can't whip us. And what we need to do is keep fighting the right fight. And like Bob Marley say, just don't give up the fight. Come on with your Bible.
Don't give up the fight.
Everybody say together. Say,
don't give up the fight.
Just don't give up the fight.
Don't give up the fight.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. And no more backward thinking. It's time for thinking ahead. But you see, the world has changed so very much.
What it used to be.
There's so much hatred.
War and poverty.
And say, shout out, na-na-na-na-na-na. And just wake up, everybody. And this is what you got to do. And just stay woke, because the cracker is creeping. And don't you dare let the goddamn devil catch you sleeping. Not at this hour. This is too much black power. We got too much going on that he could never fathom. He could never begin to think about what we're talking about, what we're shouting about. What we're shouting about, he could never shout about. It's talking about our freedom, talking about our emancipation, talking about our liberation. And he don't want one syllable. Even George Washington said he saw in Benjamin Banneker. He never wanted to see that black or back in the black plantation slave again. So he made him a private methodical. Forced him to make a Prince Hall and another kind of order and a Pontinet and a Mecca Temple and another one and another one. Because they were so afraid that you would get ahead. It stopped every red cent from coming to the black man. Prevented you from eating chocolate. Told you to sit on a separate park bench. Told you you couldn't swim in the swimming hole. You couldn't swim in the swimming pool. You couldn't go here and you couldn't go there. You couldn't use a white-only bathroom. And you couldn't sit down on the goddamn bus. But, oh, justice come around, don't you know? Justice is not foreign to the black revolution, which is our subject tonight. And we thank you so much for your contribution here. And all y'all got your mics open, so anybody has something they want to say, something they want to pray, it's going to be there just before my main man, Marvin Gaye. So bring it on. If you got it on your heart, then shout it out. Black power.
Black power, black power. I just wanted to you know, give thanks for everyone that that came. This is my first time on this radio show. I was born on by Sheikh Imam Akbar. Salaam alaikum to all my brothers and sisters, Muslim and non.
God, like power.
Yes. And I really appreciate this. I love the insight and I love the conversation and this form of communication, which is most blessed because it actually brought all of us together from various states and cities, you know, so that we can hear each different person's concepts and things that they are going through and things that are actually happening in our society and in our communities that some of us were not aware of. But as Biggie said, if you don't know, now you know, right? So now we know for those that are things that we were unaware of so that we can become aware and that we can, you know, find not only just know, but, you know, sometimes it's easier to say what's going on, but now we have to find a solution. And what better way to find a solution is to get organized and hear what the problem is so that we could come together to, you know, try to find solutions. Sometimes one person, it doesn't take one person to find a solution. Sometimes when different people can hear the situation, you can have an insight and be able to, or somebody, individual to come to a resolution. You know what I'm saying? So that's mainly the biggest thing. We have a problem, but now we got to figure out how do we remedy, you know, how do we remedy the situation? What can we do? So that's the next step after we hear the situation. So, you know.
That's this sister is, I think, born and bred New Yorker, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You got to go get, go get a spirit, man, and you can't break her resistance down. You can't break her down, man. This sister have you. You go there to break her down, she'll have you broke down in a minute. And dissecting your stuff and putting all of you to the puzzle and put you together. She'll put you together. I ain't going to lie to you, brother and sister. We got a lot of good ones like that. Brothers and sisters right here at the table tonight, and we're happy, so happy. And you just volunteered yourself. Sister Keena gets to write next week's program. And we're just so happy to have her on board as a volunteer. Okay, but it's been great. For a stand-up sister like yourself, we know it won't be much effort, and you're a people person. Everybody loves you. They meet you. To meet you and greet you is to love you, and it's just so much love shared here on Black Power Radio. And we know the good book tells us that the greatest gift that we could possibly give is love. And we say that the Black Panther love is the greatest love of all. And we just so happy to have to spread so much of it around right here at Black Power Radio. And it just happy. Anybody else tonight that's got it on their heart, that they want to share or put a prayer or anything they want to say as a word of advice or something that we left out and we didn't hit your geographical location properly, then that mic is open to you as well. Yes, sir. If not, y'all already know how the show go. And Black, our brother Fred, you look cold to close us out with his word. Are you there with us, Fred? Yes, sir. Right out there in Oaktown. He's in that place that they call Fairfield, Vallejo, and San Francisco, and Oaktown. We call it Oakland, I think. He might have retired his mic for the night because he did give us a greeting. And we want to respect Fred and Spread again as the symbol of Black Power Radio. He opened and closed many shows for us here at Power Radio. He's a very generous brother. He helps us in many, many ways, including financially. He has chauffeur services, and he works in the Safeways out in the areas of Oakland and San Francisco. And he's just a great stand-up guy, a beautiful wife, a beautiful family man. And Fred is just, man, he is Black Power Radio. We ain't going to do no show. Not no more. Unless you got Fred and Fred. Fred is Fred. There with the dough. Don't you know? At the dough. My. We have a great group here, a great network, and so much love is overflowing. Every time we do a show, of course, my cup runneth over, and with love. And be encouraged, brother and sister. No matter what's going on, just be encouraged.
Yeah.
And know that if you make a call, just hold the line, brother and sister, because help is on the way. God has promised to deliver you as a righteous people, a righteous community. You know, help is on the way, because the divine has put help in the midst of things, in the midst of even your iniquities. You will find that God is for those that are seeking the help of God and the guidance of God. We say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might say it another way, but we ain't going to deny you your right to say what you got to say right here at Black Power Radio. That's right. We got open mic policy.
Black Power.
You can talk how you like. As long as you're talking black and you rocking that mic, we're going to wait and let you rock it tonight and every night right here at Black Power Radio. Because we can come up any night we want to, but we choose to come up on Sundays and Mondays at 8 p.m. And you can come in and want you to dial. Our favorite number is 515-605-9889. Again, for the numerically pure at heart, our telephone number here at Black Power Radio is 515-605-9889. And we're going to sound off for the night. But we hope that, did anybody have anything else they wanted to add? There's something that's on your heart that was just that little slight burden that was on the heart that you didn't release all your frustration on, and you just had to add a few syllables just to tweak it up a little bit. Anybody out there like that tonight? Okay, we love
we'll
you
see
here.
Everybody in South Carolina.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll see all the comrades in South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
When is the meet in South Carolina, brother?
Ma'am?
October the 3rd.
When is the meet in South Carolina? You said North Carolina or South Carolina?
South Carolina.
In South Carolina. When
on
is that?
October the 3rd. It's on a Monday. At,
oh, okay.
The meeting
that's the one you were telling me about,
Jay. To be inside of the courthouse by 5. I want people to hold, be disciplined and don't be wandering all over. We want you in that courthouse in a seat by 5 p.m. I know it's calling, maybe asking for a lot. Want everybody in their chair on North Limestone Street in Gaffney, South Carolina by 5 o'clock p.m. on October the 3rd. That's a Monday. Every city council meeting is a monthly meeting. Every monthly meeting and every month on October the 3rd is the next one on a Monday. So it is the first Monday of every month in Gaffney, South Carolina. And it's just a sister, a cousin, a twin over there in Cherokee County. And they got us, again, in Spartanburg County. And we got our beloved brother right here, Chairman Tyree, is doing a wonderful job in his leadership, developing his skills and networking with his brother and sister, getting to know everybody. And everybody's plugged right now. I love the support that y'all giving Brother Chairman Tyree, because that's a good thing that you're doing for him. And he's building his confidence, and he's building his leadership. He's building his staff. He's got a decent there in Spartanburg and in the Gaffney Cherokee and Spartanburg area, and soon to be officially the state chairman of South Carolina. So y'all try that hat on for a minute. And most of you, we'll throw that hat back in the ring. But we got so much love, and we love South Carolina. We know it's going to be our statehood. We're going to have land acquisition, and anywhere near a sanctity of land acquisition of the Black Panther Party, we have full, complete, and total jurisdiction in that state or in that place. And we have the right and the power. If the police is corrupt, we can arrest the police as well and put them, and we can detain them indefinitely until we get to the bottom of the situation. Yes? One more time. Somebody say something?
No, I just said alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hey. Somebody else say something?
Hey, Mr. Abbar, I think what we need to do, we need to start throwing money in, and then, like, let's say, for example, a police officer attack one of our people or kill one of our people. The same way the crackers put in money to get people out of jail, we need to put money together to hit one of them over their head. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what we got to talk in our meetings and things about these things and organize that structure the way it's supposed to be. And there's nothing in the name of justice that cannot be carried out, because justice is not foreign to the Black Revolution. And that's the title of our
movement. Why we need those funds?
Title of our movement. Go ahead.
Black Power. That's why we need those funds and $77 Bakers, so that there will be emergency funds when the time comes, if the time comes. Black
that's
Power.
Right. Make that come. Make that come,
that's
run, folks.
Black
money
Lightning.
Come. Put your money
that's
up at $77 Bakers.
And that's $77 Bakers.
B-A-K-E-R. B-A-K-E-R?
Yes, and that's capital letter, okay. B-A-K-E-R-S.
Oh, it's
well,
capital?
No,
it's all capital
letters. All capital
letters.
All
capital letters.
Oh,
dollar
I'm
sign,
glad you said that.
Dollar sign,
and I got
$77 Baker.
Yeah.
B is capital B, capital A, capital K, capital E, capital R, S. Dollar sign, $77 Baker.
Oh, okay, I'm glad
all
you
cap.
Said that.
Yeah. Like Baker's
oh,
man.
Cap. Got two seven, dollar sign, $77 Bakers. And
right.
Be
right.
as generous
you.
As you possibly can. Help our troops get from city to city, state to state. Make sure they got a meal. You could give them some old cold snack, but put something in there to get a Panther a meal. The Panther
like
has been feeding everybody for decades. And now,
yes, sir.
Let's help feed the Panther while he's on the road and say, man, I've been eating these old corn chips and eating these tater chips. Man, y'all got any kind of old hot, you know what I mean, piece of chicken, a hot burger, or something there that yeah,
yep.
That's not the old cold corn chips and Doritos. They done run out of snack names on the Panther. But, man, that Panther,
man,
is that's a real soldier, man. That's a real soldier. Man, and knowing that maybe that's sometimes that's all that Panther had for me and really couldn't afford to do nothing but put just that tank of gas there to get to the destination to the event or to get back home where he could get a hot meal. And that just had just enough to make it. That's been a mini trip even for myself. And I live off of donations, I'm telling you. And that's how I have to get from town to town. And somebody always looked out for Sheikh Imam Akbar and put just enough to, and made that trip. Just enough to get there, just enough to get back. Just enough gas in the tank, just enough to get that hot meal. And maybe we want the hot donut, maybe. We have to pay a little extra, put a little heat on it and enough coffee and enough juice and water for the troops in the field sweating and enough to buy enough ice to put in that chest. And just to keep it moving to make it to the next township. But we thank God for every challenge, for everyone that has been striving to make this happen. And we are successful because the righteous have been successful with those who strive with the utmost strenuousness and do justice, due diligence. And again, let not the loss of your possessions nor the loss of your sons and daughters, my, cause you to swerve from the truth in a manner that it may cause you to do an injustice at this hour. We pray for you and your family and hope that we all return to our families in a sane manner, in a way that we will be successful. And with that, let every heart say it together, Amen. Some say Amen Ra.
Amen.
We be it said, and
Amen.
All that is said, you already know. The best that ever did is our beloved brother Marvin Gaye. My.
Black Power.
Don't go and say things about me. Oh. Way back in Jersey, the only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO. Whips and chains, been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence see the beat, only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America always got some shit to say. See terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a sodder. Whips and chains. The American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to steal. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with him. CIA did everything they could to brotherhoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away got heroines, but
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Club Red fell asleep inside his bed. Then he shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but she'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, the American way. Plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but she'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred. She escaped, you put a bounty on her head. Poison water in the air and the food. We already dead, so what else we got to lose? Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to. No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 got, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray? I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start and touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains, the American way, slaves, whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter.